The Chippewa Falls Cardinals look to finish their regular season on a high note with a fifth consecutive victory. But first, they'd have to get past one final BRC hurdle in the Spartans of Superior.
Cards now facing a first and 16 from the 28 of Superior. No score, 90 seconds into the first quarter. Mason Von Hayden back to pass for the first time. He's going deep down the right side. Got a man wide open, over the shoulder catch. Inside the five to the end zone. Touchdown, Mason Howard from 28 yards out.
And you have to just appreciate the O-line. That's something that sometimes Chippewa struggles with. The offensive line holding their blocks or gaining ground. And they made a pocket for Von Hayden, and he was able to set up just a beautiful pass.
But right now, it's a fourth and goal from the four-yard line for Superior, trailing 7-0. Can the Chi-High defense hold? Single receivers left and right. From the gun is Guttler. Guttler waiting, calls for the ball, calls his own number right side, late pitch right side. He'll hit at the line, and he'll is turned back. Shy of the goal line, he did not make it. The Chi-High defense holds.
Dawson Goodman stopped him in his tracks. He was not going anywhere.
We've seen Hill finish runs. You mentioned that, Judah. And he was at the goal line, and Dawson Goodman just would not give ground. Third and three, Chi-High from their own 8-yard line, leading 7-0. Double wing formation, give off the left side. That's Howard. Howard makes a man miss. 15, 20. He's down the sideline. 30, 35, 40. Dancing inside a tackler all the way up. Close to midfield. Mason Howard for 40 yards. Double wing, double tights. Mason Von Hayden under center. Crisscross. Mason Howard. Howard squirts through a hole. He's in the clear to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls from 14 yards out. Mason Howard hits pay dirt for the ninth time on the ground this season. And Chi-High leads 13-0 here on homecoming night.
Kind of just behind him.
Guttler drops the ball. It's loose. Sliding for it at the 49-yard line. Recovered by Chi-High.
Guttler from the gun. Single receivers left and right. Guttler rolling out to his right. Guttler, the senior, he's hit the backfield. He's ripped down, and he's sacked back near midfield.
What a play by Bromeisel.
Guttler looking to the sideline for the call. Hill to his right from the shotgun. Man in motion left to right.
High snap. It gets away from Guttler. It's loose. Diving for it. Chi-High says they have it at the 17-yard line, and they do.
Another botch snap.
We've seen Guttler wrestle the ball away at the bottom of a pile. That time, Chi-High would not be denied the football.
From the double wing, give off the right side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman fighting his way inside the 10-yard line, dragging tacklers with him all the way down to the 5. A gain of 12 on first down.
First and goal from the 4-yard line for Chi-High. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden with Tester in motion. The give to Tester. Tester finds a crease right side. Darts to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Same play, different backer, 6 points.
Mason Tester from 4 yards out.
You do not want to give this Chi-High offense another short field. So Smith will operate from the gun. On fourth and a short one. Man in motion left to right. They'll give it to that man left side. Running into the line. He's stopped. He's stuck. He's sent back.
Another turnover on downs. And the Chi-High defense holds again. Nowhere to go that time for Sam Huff.
From the 13 officially. A gain of 13 for Bromeisel.
Mason Von Hayden keeping himself a beautiful fake. And he is untouched into the end zone on the bootleg. Mason Von Hayden from 13 yards out, and it's 27-0 Chi-High.
Hayden Smith now will float it over the middle, reaching up and intercepting it at the 25-yard line for Chi-High.
Yes, that is Carter Bovey. Carter Bovey with the pick.
Final play here, the third quarter, you would presume. From the double wing, gives it Tester. Tester breaks into the clear. 35-40. Foot race down the sideline. Taps the brakes. 45-40. Inside the 40-yard line. Down to the 37. Mason Tester. A huge run and an emphatic statement moving into quarter number 4.
From the 6-yard line, Chi-High first and goal. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden, the give to Neal. Neal pushing hard inside the 1 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Xander Neal from 6 yards out, and it's 34-0, and the Cards a PAT away from a running clock.
Second and 3 from the 43. Double wing, double tight.
Counter.
Off the right side this time. Wide open, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5
to the end zone. Touchdown. Chi High on the board once again.
And Chi High dominant on homecoming night here in Chippewa. Your final score, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 42, Superior 7.
Five in a row, and it's on to the second season. But from here on out, it's win or go home. Every week is tougher than the one before. And the Cards' first test on the road to Camp Randall is the Appleton North Lightning. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Oh, man.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this Division I WIAA playoff game is brought to you by White City Glass, Ashley Construction, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, by Stelter Incorporated, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Wisconsin Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, CF Products, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by Post Glass and Mirror. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, and Judah Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, and for the first time in 7 years, welcome to playoff football at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. A gorgeous Friday night underneath the lights. WIAA Division I Level 1 playoff football action pitting your Chippewa Falls Cardinals from the Big Rivers Conference at 7-2 on the year against the similarly 7-2 Appleton North Lightning. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Landon Teese. Judah Dunham will be roaming the sidelines. And Landon, great to have you on your first football broadcast here on WOGO Sports.
This is awesome, Caleb. I can't tell you how excited I am to be up here and, you know, just looking out onto this field right now, a very, very balanced team. This is not a 3-seed versus a 6-seed matchup here. Appleton North, they're going to bring the fire. They didn't come 3 hours this way just to put their head down and get bullied by Chippewa Falls. So we're just going to be exciting, and I can't wait to see what's going to play out here.
When we were down on the field, certainly very impressed by the size of this Appleton North team, and they lead the way with defense, Landon. They've pitched 4 shutouts in their 9 games, averaging just over 1 touchdown given up per game. This is an impressive, impressive defensive squad.
Exactly, and you know, in the preseason interview, Coach Zalm said that they had a lot of returning defensive guys coming back to this squad, and they said their offense might surprise some people, but he really focused on that defense. And, you know, really, really with those, exactly with those 4 shutouts that they have had on the season, and that's really coming from their junior linebacker, Brock Arndt here. And he's leading the team in tackles right now, and he also did last year as a sophomore in 2021. And it's just going to be interesting to see how this Chippewa Falls offensive line is going to be handling that defensive line and linebacking core of Appleton North. And, you know, talking to the offensive line coach earlier today, he said that these guys are big, they're fast, and they're going to have to be physical if they're really going to want to put some points up on the board. And that is the ultimate goal tonight, is because of this defense and not being able to give up some points, how are they going to be able to run the ball and get some yards and put some points up on the board?
Well, it's Chi High and Appleton North here from Duray. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Also, it's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the 2 most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your
your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time. We're back in 3 minutes here on the Culver's Kickoff Show with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Rob Salm of the Appleton North Lightning. It's playoff time on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in three.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Inspiring better. Those two words mean a lot at Wisconsin Credit Union. I'm Laura Benrud, and I'm proud to be CEO of Wisconsin. Inspiring better are words that help shape our culture. It's what Wisconsin is to our employees, to our members, and to the communities where we live and work. For our employees, we want to provide a respectful and caring work environment, and we want to inspire our people to do extraordinary things for our members. As a credit union, we want to inspire our members and help them to reach their goals through our financial education and coaching. And we hope to inspire better in our communities through our volunteering, charitable giving, and support of many local organizations and events. You know, credit unions were founded on people helping people. We want to build on that by inspiring better. It's who we strive to be at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Wisconsin Credit Union, inspiring better every day.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, WIAA Division I, Level 1 playoff football, Chi High against Appleton North, here with head coach Salm of Appleton North. And coach, certainly defense leading the way for your team, and in a very tough conference. How has your defense progressed throughout the year?
We came in with some experienced kids this year who love the game of football, got some size, speed, and some real physicality, so it's a good place to start. So they take a lot of pride in the other team not scoring or having earned every yard that they get. So put that all together, and you got a pretty good defense.
And finally, Coach, when you look at your opponent, first time you guys have played Chi High in football before, what do you see on tape?
You know, they go that foot-to-foot real tight system. You know, so they got a couple playmakers on the outside, and they try to kind of clog things up a little bit and then find some seams and hit those seams and use that speed to, you know, kind of get upfield. And then they'll, you know, once you start worried about the run a little bit more, then they'll hit you with some play action passes. And so you can't fall asleep. So they run a nice system there. We're going to have to really be dialed in tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Anytime.
That's head coach Rob Salm here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Back with Coach Rako after this on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High football the best of luck in the playoffs. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life.
Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
As we head toward the holidays, we realize the importance of family. What if your workplace felt like that too? At Mason Companies, they have been a family-focused and community-minded winning team for over 118 years, and they want you to join their growing family. Interview for positions in their fulfillment center and customer care at the Mason Companies hiring event this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Mason Company Shoes and Clothing Outlet Store, 301 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Playoff football, level one, Chi High with their first home playoff game since 2015. Here with head coach Chuck Rakevich. Coach, in practice this week, what was the message to the team when the season flips and you go to win and go home?
Well, you just said it. It's, you know, the kids are aware that, you know, this could be their last night. There's no guarantees. Their last guarantee was Friday night. We were guaranteed this week, and this week is fast approaching the end.
What does it mean to the boys to be able to have a home playoff game? Because I saw a lot of them lingering on the field last Friday night thinking maybe that was the last time to play these guys.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had a first-round game at home. You know, we've one of the coaches said tonight, you know, the past 7 years we've been jumping on a bus driving 3-4 hours over to the east, so it's nice to be at home, I'll tell you that.
And finally, Coach, when you look at this Appleton North team, they are big, they are physical, and it sure starts on defense, but their offense is no slouch when you're playing in a conference like that, too. But Big Rivers Conference can stack up pretty well.
Yeah, well, you think about this. Six of our nine opponents this year have made the playoffs, so we played a good schedule also. And sure, they play good football over there, but so do we.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward with Landon. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have fun. Let's get after it.
Head Coach Chuck Rakevich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
As we finish up the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Hallie, WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Join us on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV tonight. Chi High and Appleton North, 2-7-2 teams. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Landon Tease, the honor's yours tonight.
You know, so when I was going ahead and looking up some stuff for this game, the Kimberly head coach has Appleton lost to them 17-0. Kimberly coach said that their key to winning that game was being able to establish the ground game. So tonight I'm looking at two keys for the Cardinals tonight. I'm looking for them to be able to establish that ground game, get that offensive line going, getting a push, and being able to get 3-4 yards at least every single play, getting that run game going, and being able to open up the playbook if that ground game is going. And two, I'm looking to win the turnover battle. Every single team that has beat Appleton North this year has gotten the ground game going and has won the turnover battle. So on defense, I'm looking at Jackson Ugo with those 7 picks and anybody else getting the football and bringing it back over to the offense and being able to put points back on that board.
Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Offensive and defensive comparison, Appleton North averages 18.1 points per game, Chi High 27.4. Chi High giving up 14.1 points per game on defense. Appleton North, 7.8 points per game given up. They have pitched 4 shutouts in the Fox Valley Association. Well, it's the Fox Valley and the BRC, 2-7-2 teams, as we finish up the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Hallie. Game time is next on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Don't forget to subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease, Judah Dunham on the sideline, Owen Krista, and Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream. Cardinal TV, again, CFHS Media on YouTube, and Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. We are back with Game Time Playoff Edition next on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High football the best of luck in the playoffs. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
It is game time. Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. As we say hello for the first time to Judah Dunham down on the field, our sideline reporter. And Judah, this is an amped up student section and an amped up Chi High football team.
Yes, it is. And I just got the opportunity to talk to a couple of coaches, and they're feeling very excited about this game. They also know that it's going to be a tough one, but they feel that their boys are just as prepared as they can be to take this one home.
Chi High and Appleton North, 2-7-2 teams squaring off the Big Rivers Conference and the Fox Valley. Let's play some football here on WOGO Sports. On the tee, Appleton North will be kicking right to left. The swing of the right leg, and we are underway. A high end-over-end kick picked up by Mason Howard at the 11-yard line. Straight ahead between the hashes. Now cuts it outside the numbers. 25-30. Turning the corner at the 35 and ushered out of bounds. Great starting field position for Chippewa Falls. Landon, Mason Howard showing those wheels.
Exactly, and that's just what you need. Get some fire going. This offense is going to need to get rolling here. Obviously, the Appleton North defense, very good. You do not want to go three and out here, Caleb. That's the last thing that you want to do. You're going to give that sideline over their energy, and that's just going to take it on to their offense, and we need to get rolling here.
Mason Howard has 13 touchdowns on the season for Chi High, 9 on the ground, 4 through the air. Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, Chi High and Appleton North. Appleton North, white uniforms, white helmets, white pants, navy blue numerals. Chi High, the give right up the middle to the fullback to start the game, and a gain of about 3. The Cardinals resplendent in their home uniforms. The crimson jerseys, jet black pants, black numerals, white piping, and the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. A gain of 4 on first down. Second and 6 from their own 43 for Chi High. Familiar double wing, double tight. Give off the right side. That's Mason Tester. And Tester stumbles a bit across the line of scrimmage and falls down the 44. Gain of just 1.
You got to be careful here, Caleb. You know, you got third and five here. Got to be getting 5 yards. Again, trying to avoid that three and out. Looking for probably another run to the left or maybe a little bit of play action here by Coach Rako.
Again, you were that left guard just last year. I like that left side. Double wing, double tight ball on the near hash. Third and five from their own 44. Opening possession for Chi High. Give off the right side, running hard into the line and storming back right at the line of scrimmage. It is fourth down for Chi High as Mason Tester could not find any running room off the right side. And the Cardinals will go three and out and will punt to Appleton North.
And there's a smoke formation going right there. They always run out there, try to cause the force of a timeout.
Brock Salm to receive this punt from Thomas Clary, and Clary drives him back to the 18-yard line. Salm across the 25, angling over toward the 30, and he's picked up and driven back.
Yeah, good tackle there by Devin Bush, getting on the legs, making sure that he can't fall forward and get those extra yards.
Penalty flag on the field, though, as Owen Krista, who's not only running the live stream but also feeding us information, says 12 men on the field, and like you mentioned, kind of that rush onto the field for Chi High. So they will repeat the down, so that will not be an automatic first down, but would Chi High consider going for this on fourth and very short?
You know, starting off with that fullback run right up the middle.
Oh.
Here comes the offense, drawn back out.
The flag's still lying there on the field, but it looks like after they measured it off, they are going to say Chi High has enough for the first down. No, it's going to be just a bit short. So just shy of the 49-yard line, they're going to measure this, I believe.
Rod Salm over there didn't look too happy on the Appleton North sideline, really pleading his case to the ref.
Well, give us time to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. So Chi High, fourth and very short, just shy of the 49, down to Judah Dunham. And Judah, I mean, you played running back for Chi High as well as getting out there at receiver, too. And you mentioned the pounding some of these backs take by this point in the season. Do you still just pound it right up the middle?
Personally, I would like to see Coach Rako put in some of his speed, get maybe a sweep to the open side, which would be the left side of the field. Maybe somebody like Mason Howard can break it out to the outside, just get 1-2 yards.
We'll see what the call is for Chi High. The official's still conferencing. I don't believe, Landon, that they're going to move the chains here. I think they're going to say Chi High is just short.
Yeah, by the actions there, you know, still conferencing. The chains still aren't moving. Back to Judah's comment, though. You know, Coach Rako, we always went two options here. We're going to go either a sweep to the wide side of the field, or we always bring in what we called the hippo package and put a couple big boys in the back. And we try to just rush it right up the middle and just try to get those couple inches by putting the big boys in.
So 10:22 is where the clock is stopped right now. This has been a lengthy conference by the officials.
And honestly, it's a big call here by the officials. You know, either this, you put the fourth down and make Chi High either punt it or go for it, or you give them a first down, and that brings the momentum back to the Chippewa Falls sideline by giving them a fresh set of downs. So actually a pretty big call here, Caleb.
Well, as we're waiting, we'll let you know that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And so now they are going to measure. Coming all the way from the far side of the field, the Appleton North side of the field, to measure here. And waiting for the indication. It is really,
wow,
really close. And it is
and
a first down for Chippewa Falls.
Wow. That's exactly what they needed. You know, I'm going to give props to Coach Mo there, the special teams coach. Always putting that emphasis in on practice when we were there, when smoke goes out, which is our punt team. You run out there, you get them in, and you could cause exactly what that infraction was by Appleton North, having 12 guys out on the field. And just like that, you cause a first down, get the momentum back, and, you know, everything changes.
So it was a three and out for Chi High, and instead they're going to have new life and great starting field position on this drive. They get 5 yards via three runs and then 5 yards by penalty, and the officials are again stopping play before it can begin. I think maybe to just get the side judges back to where they're supposed to be. And now we're rolling. The clock winds, and Chi High breaks the huddle. First and 10 from their own 49. Twin receivers right, H-back to the left. From the shotgun, Mason Von Hayden, the junior. Von Hayden, give off the left side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman noses into the left side of the line. He pushes the pile hard across midfield and all the way down to the 46-yard line of Appleton North. First foray into Lightning territory for the Cards on the gain of five.
Perfect play there by Coach Rako. You know, and honestly, I just saw their offensive line being able to get to the second level. Going to be a big step here tonight. Great linebacking core by Appleton North. And if they're able to get to that second level and get some extra blocks in there, you're going to be able to pick up, you know, 2 to 3 more yards on the play.
Their linebacker, Brock Arndt, in particular, at 6'3", 221, just a junior, had a visit with the Badgers as a sophomore last year. Chi High give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman hit hard right in the middle of the line. He makes the 45, no further. That's right about the line of scrimmage.
By number 99.
And that was Bobby Salm coming in hard by Appleton North there on the linebacker blitz. Able to pop the back up there and, you know, slow him down, being able to get as much momentum going into the pile. That's going to cause a third down here for the Cards.
Chi High subs out Zeke Johnson and Dawson Goodman, going a bit heavier here on third and four, they'll call it. Just inside the 45-yard line of Appleton North. Double wing, double tight for the Cards. Man in motion left to right. Give to Mason Howard, and Howard is hit and thrown back. That play was absolutely blown up by Appleton North.
I think that was number 66 there, Randy Simon, coming in from the D-tackle position. Probably a key missed block there on the front by Cards offensive line.
So Thomas Clary back out to punt this time. Pressure is light. Clary, a line drive boot that's going to take a nice bounce to the 20-yard line and almost touched by Appleton North. Instead, trickling toward the end zone. Can Chi High stop it in time at the 1-yard line? I believe they're calling touchback here. Nope. Just inside the 1-yard line. A brilliant play on special teams.
Exactly, and that is going to also be a great key to the game. Special teams. You know, pretty close to 70% of the teams that win the special teams battle are going to come out with a victory there. And, you know, back to the third down on the last play, you know, we were kind of looking at no man's land if they'd be able to get a couple yards there, but obviously the blow-up is going to cause the punt.
So now Appleton North will start inside their own 1-yard line. We go single receivers left and right behind their quarterback, Luke Kreitzer. He's a 5'11 junior. Almost 4 minutes gone by first quarter. No score in this level one playoff game. Give right up the middle, plunging into the line. Stopped very quickly after a gain of maybe one.
Yeah, and with the Cards there, you know, obviously Appleton North has a great linebacking core, but countering that with the Cards is Thomas Clary and Mason Minarski, who actually moved to linebacker this year, normally a tight end the past couple seasons for the Cards. Great move there by the defensive coordinator, you know, put some speed and actually some wisdom back on that defensive side.
Jeremy Nelson, a 6-foot, 195-pound senior, carry the ball that time for a gain of nothing. Give off the right guard this time and a few more yards up to the 5, a gain of 4, but 3rd and 5 coming up, maybe a 3rd and 6.
Jeremy Nelson.
And there's that linebacker core again. That was Thomas Clare being able to fill the gap, you know, only causing a 2 to 3 yard gain there.
And a great opportunity as we go down to Judah Dunham. Well, we'll keep it here. As Appleton North going a little tempo here. 3rd and 6 from their own 5-yard line. No score. Twin receivers right, single receiver to the left. Kreitzer, the quarterback, flanked by two backs from the shotgun. Kreitzer, give off the right side, plunging into the right guard and stopped, cut down right at the 8-yard line. Chi High forces a 3-and-out, and Judah Dunham down to you on the sideline. That is a motivated Chi High defense that had Appleton North backed up and did their job.
So far what I'm seeing, the defense is playing at a fantastic level, especially the defensive line making a mess so that the linebackers can come up and make a play.
Dawson Goodman will be standing right around the 39-yard line to receive this punt. 4th and 4 for Appleton North from their own 7. 3 personal protectors in the backfield. Snap 8 yards deep in the end zone. High,
high kick, and Dawson Goodman's just going to have to let it bounce. And my goodness, this one will continue to roll inside the 30-yard line down to the 29. An absolute booming punt.
Yeah, wow. That's something that you don't see in the high school level there, Cale. That was probably, what was that, a 60-yard punt or so?
All the way down to the 29, trying to do some quick math. That was right about 60 yards.
64
yards. And the punter is Ben Isom, number 52.
Wow. You know, then that's, you know, when you play field position just like that, you know, you think that Chippewa Falls might get the ball at the 45, 50-yard line, and now, you know, they're all the way at the 30.
We've got two linebackers punting after Clary pinned Appleton North at the one. Mason Von Hayden back to pass for the first time. He's rolling out to his right side, and he'll float it into the sideline of Chi High as he was hotly pursued by an Appleton North defense that has tallied 21 sacks on the season.
Yeah, that was one of our great pass plays back when I was playing left guard there. That was probably a 600 sprint out by Von Hayden there. It was when we had a Warwick back at quarterback. He loved to be able to get out of the pocket, and that was one of the plays that I was able to show off his ability.
Second and 10 for the Cards from their own 29. 6:02 to go first quarter. No score in this level one playoff game. Turn receivers to the right. Von Hayden give off the right side, pushing hard into the line across the 30 up to the 32, maybe the 33, depending on the generosity of the spot. Third and long coming up for the Cards. Dawson Goodman on the carry.
And this Cardinal offense really has been able to put some points up on the board, you know, winning the last five and outscoring their opponent 153-62. So, you know, this offense has been able to get in the end zone, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Another level of defense that they're playing here in the playoffs. Third and six from their own 33 for the Cards. Trips to the right, single receiver slot to the left. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's got some time. Von Hayden still looking. Now he's going to tuck it and try and run. Gets what he can across the 45. But good gap integrity there by the the Appleton North defensive front. Just a couple yard gain. And now Chi High will rush the punting team back out there. Waiting to receive this punt from Clary is number 23, Brock Salm. Salm, fair catch right at the 30-yard line, and a battle of punters continues here in the first quarter.
Exactly, and what we're really seeing right now is what we predicted, Caleb, a defensive battle. A couple of punts by us and one by Appleton North, and you know, defense is really showing some promise here. We're going to see what offense is going to be able to get past the 50-yard line and even be able to put a couple points on the board. Each team got a solid kicker, so even three on the board isn't going to hurt.
Watch the hits here.
Single receivers right and left. Pop is the leading receiver for Appleton North. He has yet to be targeted. First and 10 from the 30. Kreitzer off right side. He's spun down across the 30-yard line up to the 32. A gain of just two on first down for Luke Kreitzer, who's carried the ball 60 times this year, averages 4.6 yards per carry. Just got a couple that time.
Out to the 32-yard line, second.
Caden Pop, as we mentioned, six touchdown receptions, 34 receptions, averages 14 yards per reception. He is one man you want to keep track of on this Appleton North offense. Kreitzer fakes the give, throws lefty right side, got his man, the tight end, across the 35-yard line and darting forward to maybe the 37, possibly the 38, depending on the spot on the far side of the field. It looks to be Damian Borland and Bromeisel on the stop for Chi High.
You know, here's going to be a key stop here by the Cardinals. You know, a third and two, it looks like. Even forcing another punt. I don't know how risky Rod Salm's going to be early in the game if they did decide to go for it, if they stop them here, but this is a key play.
Gain of two, or two needed, rather, for a first down on third and two. Give right into the heart of the line. Chi High collapses on the ball carry at the 40, but it may be enough for a first down. It looks that way as number 34, Jeremy Nelson.
And just short there. Got the first down there by maybe the length of the football. pretty close call, but still showing some life there on the Carr defense. Appleton North being able to pick up their first down here.
Mason Minarski, second leading tackler for this Chi High defense, made the stop, and not quite in time. First and 10, first down of the night for Appleton North. They'll send Pop in motion right to left. Now he'll switch out to the far side, send receiver slot to the left as well. From the shotgun, back to pass, the lefty Kreitzer. Kreitzer with a lot of time. Now he's flushed out to his right. Throws low at the 50-yard line. There's a scramble, incomplete. Diving attempt made. Good coverage on the play for Chi High.
And Nathan Drevis being able to get a little pressure on the quarterback. Talking to the defensive line coach, Matt Pesca, before the game, you know, they said this defensive line has only been able to pick up 5 sacks this year. And he said they're not big, but they should be able to get some pressure tonight. And being able to show that right there by Nathan Drevis is huge.
Second and 10 for Appleton North from their own 40-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter here in Chippewa Falls. No score between the Lightning and the Cardinals. From the gun with two backs flanking him, Kreitzer looks left, throws left, high pass. He's got his man, Dawson Goodman, lays the wood and knocks him down right at the 44-yard line. Gain of 4. Dawson Goodman, the leading tackler for Chi High with 93 total tackles. It's going to be third and mid-range here for Appleton North.
What a textbook tackle there by Dawson Goodman. Just laid the shoulder pad right in the hip and brought him down without a second there. And, you know, that wide receiver for Appleton North definitely has the size on Dawson, but, you know, Dawson showing the physicality early here in this game and, you know, not willing to step down.
Third and 6 from just inside their own 45-yard line for Appleton North. Twin receivers, left ball in the near hash, single receiver wide to the right. From the shotgun, flanked by two backs is Luke Kreitzer. Kreitzer back to pass, looking left, throws left, guns it, intercepted!
Forces the first turnover of the game.
Man, Carter Bovey, he was just right at the right spot at the right time there, fell right into his hands. And what a big, huge turning point in this game. You know, only it was 2 minutes and 30 seconds left here on the clock, putting the ball at the 50-yard line. Just a huge, huge play for the Cards.
Judah Dunham, you've played a little DB and nothing better than getting a gift like that.
It was a perfect pass right to him. What happened was DB was able to shove the wide receiver off of his route, and there was a little misconnection between the quarterback and wide receiver.
Chi High double wing, double tight for midfield. Give to the B-back right up the middle, plunging forward for 4, close to 5 yards. Good hard run. I believe that was Bromeisel.
Got some laundry down in the field here, Caleb. Looking for probably a hold.
See if this one goes back the other way for Chi High. Official will let us know in a moment. A face mask.
Oh, 5-yard penalty there. Not inadvertent. Not putting it towards the 15-yarder.
The official said repeat the down, but that's actually a first down for Chi High, so it'll repeat the down that way as Chi High will have a first and 10 now at the 40-yard line of Appleton North. This is the second entrance into Lightning territory for the Cards. First and 10 from the 40 of Appleton North. Double wing, double tight, ball on the far hash now. Mason Von Hayden gives off the right side, and that's Tester, and Tester running hard inside the 40, down to the 37 for a gain of 3.
Another flag coming down onto the field, Caleb.
Officials have been busy here to start the night with conferences, and now flags on 2 straight plays.
Looking to march it forward.
Face mask.
Wow. Judah right on top of that one. So 2 face masks in a row, and this time the 15-yard variety. And so 20 yards in penalties for Chi High. Well, for Appleton North, but on this drive for Chi High, going from the 50 all the way down almost to the Johnson roll-off red zone.
And those are the mental mistakes, Cale, that you cannot be making in playoff football. Giving a free 20 yards, it just can't happen, and now you're really giving some life to this offense.
First and 10 from the 21 for Chi High. Howard in motion left right. They'll give to Howard on the jet sweep, sweeping off the left side. He cannot evade a white wall of defenders back at the 24. strung out very well there by Appleton North.
That was 52. Ben Isom there really fighting off the left tackle, Jace Zwiebelhofer, to get that edge and stop Mason Auer from catching the edge, which, you know, he's a speedster. You get that edge, you get to see him. You know, you could see him in the end zone.
So a loss of three as we tick to a minute 15 and counting to go here in the first quarter. On WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, Owen Krista and Chris Perry, the Cardinal TV crew, CFHS Media on YouTube, Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Mason Von Hayden, great fake, rolling right side. He's got his fullback and spun down very quickly. A great tackle by number 53, Brock Arntz, the junior, and he's
a star.
Division I player, and we saw it right there in the open field. Romeisel had some running room, and Arntz just ran him down. Third and 10 for Chi High at the 21-yard line. Double wing, double tights. The crisscross, that's Mason Howard. Howard darts inside the 15-yard line, yanked down at the 14. A gain of 7, fourth and short. What does Coach Rako do here? Points could be at a premium tonight. Do you send out your kicker, Subi Mason? Or do you try to take advantage of the turnover and put 7 on the board instead of 3?
Yeah, he's going to probably take the quarter to think about it here. We got 10 seconds to go.
Trickle down to the end of quarter number one. Chi High facing a 4th and 4 from just inside the 15-yard line. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. No score after one.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day. From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV as quarter number two begins. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese in the booth. Judah Dunham on the sideline. Chi High facing a 4th and 4. From just inside the Appleton North 15, the Cards are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Coach Rako taking a little time to decide here. As you mentioned, Landon using the quarter break to figure out what he's going to do, and that decision is going to be made here, sending the offense out. No score after the first 12 minutes. Chi High a 4th and 4 from the 15-yard line of Appleton North.
And honestly, a surprising call here. You know, this is Subi's left footer. This would be a great kick for him. I'm excited to see.
Double wing, double tight. They'll go with the crisscross to Tester. Tester in the clear to the end.
Touchdown. Nope. There's a flag.
Flag on the play. Tester just walked in untouched. Could be a legal block in the back heel.
Which way is this one going to go?
I tell you, Caleb, you know, Coach Rako, he loves those crisscrosses. That is just one of his plays that we run over and over in practice. And when it comes down to those big plays, that's what he loves to go with. He saw it on the third down with the crisscross, and then again here with 4th and 4, he went for the crisscross.
So a hold on Chi High, and that makes this decision a whole lot different.
Looked like it happened past the stick, so,
will
you know,
it be a first down, and then the hold march out will...
So 10 yards from the flag, so past the sticks, you know, it kind of puts them right back
so really
where they were.
So really it's a loss of about a yard, if that. And now I think the Cards want a timeout. They'll take a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview. Walk out with a job.
The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Chi High, their second fourth down in a row out of the timeout. Fourth and five now from the 16-yard line. No score, only 4 seconds into the second quarter. Double wing, double tight, far side of the field. Mason Von Hayden, the junior, under center. Man in motion, that's Howard. The give to Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner at the 15-yard line. Darts forward, dives. Is he going to make it to the stick? Chi High says yes. Appleton North says no. What do the officials say? The ball is spotted at the 11-yard line. That is going to be close.
And they're going to measure Caleb. Wow.
Upended Mason Howard.
Yeah. That stick is right at the 11, and so is the ball. This is going to be close. And another huge call by the refs, having to make a lot of close decisions tonight.
Judah Dunham, what's your prediction as the chain gain coming across the field?
Well, to start off, I think the ball was placed about half a yard behind where he actually went. So we'll see. I think it might be a little behind.
Huge, huge call here.
It's either Chi High close to a first and goal or Appleton North football.
He's short.
And it is a turnover on downs. Coming up just a little bit short. So the Appleton North defense holds after the Chi High turnover on the Carter Bovey interception. 20 yards in face mask penalties. But the Cards cannot quite convert on fourth and five as Mason Howard giving up his body on that one. And like Judah said, if that spot was even a foot or two short, could have made all the difference. So first and 10, Appleton North once again a little bit backed up here. They've started a drive from their 1 yard line, this one from the 11. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Kreitz the quarterback, flanked by two running backs. Low snap, give off the left side, upended very quickly, shy of the 15 yard line, a gain of about 4 on first down.
Defensive line doing a great job here, grabbing the offensive linemen and really opening up those gaps for the linebackers to make these tackles. You know, when you cause that defensive line, when they take away those offensive linemen, they can't get to the second level and with those linebackers, and you know, it only causes a 2 to 3 yard gain.
Second and 7. From just inside the 15-yard line. Give right up the middle, and there's some running room for Appleton North, pounding across the 25-yard line and up close to the 28, maybe the 29 for a first down. Appleton North, their big running back, number 34, Jeremy Nelson, 6 foot 195, a senior. He's run the ball hard, and Nelson on the year, just 36 carries. He's been the feature back here tonight. Give right up the middle. Chi High this time stifles the run right at the line of scrimmage.
Reed Post, really great job there, shaking his blocker there on the left tackle and getting right behind there and grabbing him by the ankles and, you know, only causing a 1 yard gain. Great improvement by Reed Post here this year as a senior.
Trips to the left, single receiver slot to the right, second and 8 from their own 31 for Appleton North. Kreitz, the quarterback from the gun. The lefty throws left side on a little bubble screen to the receiver, and Chi High not letting that go anywhere. Gain of maybe 1.
Guess who on the tackle? Dawson Goodman coming all the way up from the free safety position on that screen play, giving him a little hello with a pop and, you know, causing a little third and long here for the Lightning.
Goodman has been everywhere. Under 10 minutes to play in the first half. No score. Third and six. Appleton North trips to the right. Single receiver left. Kreitz with a back to his right. Looking left. Now he's going to go deep down the left side of the field. Got a man wide open. Dropped at the 40-yard line. That could have been a touchdown. Wide open, number 21, Trent Mullen, the senior receiver, and he could not haul it in over the shoulder.
You know, not a bad pass there by Kreitzer. You know, just out of the reach of Appleton North there, and, you know, he would have walked right into the end zone there. You know, the coverage lost him, couldn't see him, but they're going to force a punt here by Appleton North.
Isom had a 64-yard punt earlier. So Dawson could have been respecting that leg, standing right around the 25-yard line. On this fourth and six, Isom another high boot, a little bit short, but Goodman will wave for a fair catch. And it takes a lot for Dawson Goodman to call fair catch, as he is a very bold returner. But my goodness, this is, at least for me, the best punter I've seen all season.
That's incredible. The hang time on these punts that he's putting in is, you know, close to 4 to 6 seconds, being able to have their coverage team get down the field and, you know, cause the dangerous Dawson Goodman to call a fair catch.
Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. First and 10, Chi-High from their own 26. 9:30 on the clock. Mason Von Hayden rolling out, throws over the middle. He's got a man across the 35-yard line up to the 40. I think that's Grady Frederick, the tight end, on the reception. Good-looking pitch and catch there.
Great job. Great call by Coach Rako there, getting Von Hayden out of the pocket, getting him to use his wheels. And, you know, Frederick, great job finding the open space, and, you know, Von Hayden be able to see him and connect there for a nice 13-yard gain.
First and 10, the Cards quickly back to the line from their own 41. Ball on the near hash. Twin tight ends, double wing formation. Tester in motion. Give to the fullback following his blocking across the 45-yard line. That's Bromeisel. Bromeisel, a gain of 4 on first down, and Jai High will take 4 yards on first down against this defense.
Exactly. You know, the defense, you know, they got them on their heels, which is a great job. You know, they're going wide side. Haven't seen too many normal powers here tonight by the Cardinals, but a lot of misdirection causing the Lightning to be guessing.
Second and 6 from their own 45 for Jai High. Tester again in motion. Give to Howard. Howard trying to twirl through a couple defenders, and instead he's just picked up and pulled back after a gain of 1. Trying to get Howard to the edge on the short side of the field, and there was just not enough real estate for him there.
Kristen Pride there on the tackle for the Lightning. Stood Howard right up. You know, Howard doesn't have a lot to him. You know, he's only 150 pounds, and, you know, when you got those steaming linebackers coming in that are like 6'2", 6'1", you know, that can put some harm there on the body.
Third and 5. Chi High will go a little more spread here. Twin receivers to the right from the gun. Mason Von Hayden, the junior. Von Hayden keeps it himself, dives forward to midfield. They'll say the knee went down at the 49. That's still 2 yards shy of the stick. You'd think punting time for Chi High. We'll see what Coach Rako elects to do.
Keeping him out there.
The offense is staying out there.
You know, a little bit of no man's land here. You know, they've went for it on fourth down a couple times already. You know, Coach Rako really showing that he's willing to be aggressive in this game.
Showing confidence in his defense as well with this call on their own 49. Chi-High, a 4th and 2, going for it. Twin receivers right. Tester wing back to the left from the gun. Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He's got the first down across midfield. A great fake on the read option there by Mason Von Hayden. And he powers across midfield for a gain of 3. Got the first down with a yard to spare as we go down to Judah Dunham. And that's some good, tough running from the quarterback.
Coach Pickle has been putting some trust in Von Hayden to run some option plays, make some reads. And right there, he just made a perfect read.
First and 10, Jai High from the 48 of Appleton North. 6:50 and counting to go in the first half. Still no score in this level 1 playoff game. Floating right side, the pass knocked out of the arms, or dropped rather, by Mason Howard before he is slammed to the turf. And maybe felt the DB coming up hard. That was Trent Mullen. He's 5'11", 178, and he put quite the hit on Mason Howard there.
Yeah, he flew back a couple yards there, Caleb. You know, never really had to be in those situations. You know, I was just in the trenches the entire time, but never really had to take a big hit from a screaming corner there.
So Chi High will now face a second and long, second and 10 from their own 40, excuse me, from the Appleton North 48-yard line. Twin receivers to the left. Wing back and an H-back on the right side. Mason Von Hayden going to keep it himself, and Von Hayden dragging a couple tacklers with him across the 45 and down to the 44. Gain of four, so makes it a little bit more manageable here. Third and six still.
Yeah, exactly. And what I just saw there, one of my favorite blocks that I was able to do, you know, last year with my teammate Graydon Thatcher, you know, the left guard on the center, being able to get that double team with the push right on the nose guard, just so fun, and they had a great job of executing that back there on that last play.
Chi High back to the double wing from the 43 of Appleton North. Crisscross, there's Tester. Tester is wrestled down at the 41-yard line, and Chi High about 3 yards short of the line to gain, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be any debate here. Is Coach Rakovich going to keep the offense out there, but sub in Zeke Johnson and Dawson Goodman? Bromizel out, Grady Frederick out.
Bringing in a couple skills guys for this play. Makes you kind of wonder if they're definitely going to be going spread.
Fourth and three. Johnson and Howard to the right. From the gun, Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden, read option again, going to keep it himself. He's spun down at the 39-yard line. He's well short of the stick, and another turnover on downs. This Appleton North defense very stout up front.
Yeah, I know. He's switching the momentum again here. Yeah, I know. Rako's gone for it quite a bit here on fourth down. You know, you win some and you lose some. Bringing the ball back over to the Appleton offense. Had a little bit of struggle moving the ball here. You know, the Carr defense really looking sound. Let's see if they can keep that momentum going and, you know, keep Lightning past the 50-yard line here, force a punt.
Three men in the backfield. Here right up the middle, and Chi High very stout once again as Damian Borland, listed as a tight end at 6'3", 212, got the carry that time, and Borland across the 41-yard line, but didn't make the 42.
You know, watching this Lightning offense, really, really liking that handoff to the running back going right up the middle. So far, not too many big plays off of that. I don't know if they're just trying to grind and wear out this defense, but, you know, Cardinals have been staying strong and not letting that play gain a lot of yards.
From the gun, throw left side, bubble screen. Chi High misses a tackle in the backfield, but coming from the linebacking position to pull down the receiver at the 46.
Number 21,
Trent Mullen. Minarski on the stop. The market just shy of the 46. The third and four.
And there's that screen play again, Caleb. You know, they really have been using 3 to 4 plays here so far for the offense. Not really mixing it up. Not having to keep the defense on their toes, and that's really been showing here in the first half.
Right here, you have to watch out for their bubble go.
Give off the left side on third and four, and somehow knifing through the hole across midfield and getting the first down with about a half yard to spare is Jeremy Nelson, who's been their workhorse back so far. So that time spreading Chi High out a little bit more thinly defensively, and they give to Nelson, and he moves the chains as we get close to 4 minutes to go in a scoreless first half. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham with you on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Single receivers left and right, two men in the backfield. Kreitzel, the quarterback, low snap, option pitch left side. It's loose, ball squirting around, Chi High diving for it at the 45. Do they have it? They're signaling yes. Do the officials agree? Pulling bodies off the pile. Still waiting. Chi High said they have it, and they do! A second turnover forced by the Cardinal defense, and Chi High has the football at the 45 of Appleton North.
And just looking at the sideline, the defensive coordinator, Coach Berger, he's just going crazy on the sideline right now. Two turnovers, for the Cardinals to start out this game. And, you know, what did we talk about in the Toys and Four, keys of the game? Winning that turnover battle. Cards showing and proving that they're going to want to win that. And by forcing those two turnovers, giving the ball back, you know, they're going to have a chance here to put the ball in the end zone on the Lightning 45-yard line.
Reitzer, a dangerous pitch and just got away from his running back. Give to Tester on the crisscross. Chai High trying to get momentum back, and Appleton North, that defensive front, saying no, sir, as the Cards will lose maybe two on first down.
Lightning really showing a lot of tackle for losses here. Remember that this defense has a lot of returning members that brought them all the way to the state semifinals last year in 2021, where they lost to Franklin, which ended up going on and winning the state championship. This defense is sound.
Second and 12 from the 47. Tester in motion. The give to Tester. Tester following his blocking, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe. But a third and long coming up for Chai High, and this Appleton North defense is for real.
Look at that. Just three Lightning just clogging up there on Tester, giving them nowhere to go. Really seeing that linebacking core by the Lightning really shifting to the motion. Going back there, you know, the offensive line, that is something that, you know, you're working on practice, is getting those combo blocks, you know, going from the defense to tackle position, getting those blocks on the linebacker is able to open up those holes and really give the skill guys their room to work.
Chai High will go trips to the left. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his left out of the shotgun. Von Hayden now going to turn it himself north-south, cutting right up the middle of the field. He dives forward. He's close to the first down. Where did the knee go down? A great run in traffic by Mason Von Hayden on a third and 11. It's going to bring up a fourth and one for Chai High.
And here we go again, you know, going forward on fourth down, Caleb. Rako just really showing the guts tonight by going to forward on fourth down. A little bit out of kicker Subi's range here, so, you know, definitely a good call here in no man's land.
They'll bring in more of a heavy package. Grady Frederick back out there along with Bromeisel. A minute 47 left on fourth and one. From the 36, Chai High double wing, double tight. Give right up the middle. That's Bromeisel. Bromeisel hit, but I think he made it on fourth and one.
We go. Might be seeing a little bit change in the offensive package here. You know, going down, we only got a minute 30 left here in the half. You know, we're going to have to hurry it up. You know, Chippo, they got two timeouts remaining. Maybe just trying to look to get 3 points on the board here, but, you know, definitely going to be having to think about passing a lot here with the time running down.
Howard will sub out Dawson Goodman back in. Well, on the 34-yard line of Appleton North in a scoreless first half. First and 10 for Chai High. Von Hayden sending a man in motion. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman gets the call, and he is just wrapped up around the waist and thrown backward. Made it down to the 34.
That's 52 again. Ben Isom really showing the power there in that linebacking core for the Lightning.
Coach Rako wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Chai High playoff football on WOGO Sports. Second and 10 for the Cards. One timeout left. They're at the 34 of Appleton North. A minute 3 on the clock. Howard in motion left to right. They'll fake the jet sweep. Back to pass. Throwing it right side. Incomplete is Mason Von Hayden. And I think that was a bit of a throwaway as something did not go as planned there.
The referee over there on the far sideline indicating that it was tipped. I don't know if it would have got to him, but, you know, the Appleton North putting their hands up, getting deflection on the ball, causing a third and long here for the Cardinals. Got some work to do if they want to get in Subi's comfortable range.
Starts again subbing pretty freely here on offense. They will jog back up to the line on a third and 10 from the 34 of Appleton North. Mason Von Hayden sprinting out to his left, trying to avoid a sack, avoids two men, three in the backfield, then throws it away. Did it get back to the line of scrimmage? I'm not sure. The official on the near side saying no, as we just saw a flag fly. I think it's going to be an intentional grounding here against Chi High. And that would presumably mean a punt for the Cards with 50 seconds to play. As Mason Von Hayden on the bootleg, sprinting out to his left, did a great job to avoid two defenders, but couldn't quite get away from the third. And the official's conferring, but I believe they are going to call intentional grounding. We'll wait for the official word here.
Yeah, I believe they're I believe they're discussing whether Davis Bromeisel was in the vicinity of being able to make a catch, if it really was intentional grounding or not.
That's going to be pushing the 5-yard penalty, but, you know, really thinking about that loss of down, you know, you can't replay it, and you're going to be causing a fourth down, and here comes the punt team onto the field.
So Chi High has forced two turnovers but has not been able to capitalize on them yet. Wow, we've got a beautiful smoke stream.
Yeah, got a little cloud coming in or something. I don't know what that is.
Just underneath the lights on the far side of the field, Clary with light pressure, a high left-footed boot, and a fair catch called for just inside the 15-yard line. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show coming up, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. And a reminder as well that the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm Store's 20% discount for you and your parents. Again, weekdays from 10 to 3, walk-in interviews at the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls. 43 seconds left on the clock. First and 10. Once again, starting a drive inside their own 20 from the 15 this yard line. This time, Appleton North. Lots of time for Kreitzer. He's rolling out to his left. Still looking now. He's just going to tuck it and run, get what he can across the 20-yard line. He'll get a first down before being bumped out of bounds. And Chi High certainly playing coverage that time, as Kreitzer just all alone in the backfield, had a lot of time to survey and couldn't find anyone open.
Yeah, I mean, even with all that time that he had, you know, the secondary really showing some promise there, keeping the receivers locked up and forcing him to scramble. You know, we got 33 seconds here as he ran out of bounds, clock stop. Appleton North, they got three timeouts inside their pocket, trying to make a little magic here, maybe put some points in and keep this from a scoreless half.
So the Lightning back to the line. At the 31, first and 10. Kreitzer throws left side. He's got a man right at the line of scrimmage. Racing out of bounds. Did he make it as he's hauled down at the 40? And the clock will stop at 25 seconds. Saw him on the catch. Dawson Goodman trying to pull him down inbounds. Couldn't quite do it. Up to the 40-yard line. Again, timeouts for Coach Salm of Appleton North. Can the Lightning do what the Cards have not been able to do, and that's punch one in? 0-0 our score with 25 seconds remaining in the half. Twin receivers left side, single receiver right side. Tight coverage by Chi High here on the near side. From the gun, Kreitzer, the lefty, back to pass. Kreitzer, a wide open pocket. Now it collapses. He throws left side. He's got a man at the 44-yard line. Cleary cannot chase him out and upended at the 45-yard line of Chi High. Out of bounds with 14 seconds to play. That took a lot of time off the clock, but good work there by number 23, Brock Song.
And the Lightning right now, you know, they got Kaden Pop over there out there as a wide receiver, but that kid can kick, and, you know, they probably only need to get a couple, you know, 13 more yards or so here before you get inside his range. Last week hit a 41-yarder. You know, this, and they got a weapon over there on the kicking side, and, you know, Chippewa Falls really thinking here, you got to keep him outside, and you want to go into the locker room here scoreless. So don't give up anything too big, and, you know, make that clock run, even though they got three timeouts.
Appleton North will receive the second half kickoff as well. Twin receivers right, single receiver wide to the left. Single back to the right of Kreitzer, the junior quarterback. First and 10 from the Chi High 43. Kreitzer takes a waist-high snap, heavy pressure, steps up in the pocket. He throws it over the middle. He's got a man at the 30-yard line, taken down inbounds with 7 seconds to play. So the clock will be stopped at 5 seconds after Coach Salm calls timeout. Receiver that time was number 10, Owen Hager, the 6'4" senior. Timeout taken by Appleton North. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Could be the final play of the half when we come back on WOGO.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hut. One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Appleton North setting up here with 5 seconds remaining on the clock for what would be a 48-yard field goal. And you mentioned their kicker has an incredible leg, Landon.
Yeah, this is definitely one that I wouldn't put out of his range. Pretty unpredictable. Solid. We saw him cooking great in warmest, and here comes the ice.
Timeout by Chi High. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
47-yard field goal attempt just over the crossbar as time expires. And Appleton North pumped up with that as he up. Their kicker, a 47-yard boot as we end. And 3 points is a lot in this contest. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show right after this. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. After two complete, Chi High trails Appleton North 3-0. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
Go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High football the best of luck in the playoffs. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry.
We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
As we head toward the holidays, we realize the importance of family. What if your workplace felt like that too? At Mason Companies, they have been a family-focused and community-minded winning team for over 118 years, and they want you to join their growing family. Interview for positions in their fulfillment center and customer care at the Mason Companies hiring event this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Mason Companies Shoes and Clothing Outlet Store, 301 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed!
One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We welcome you inside the broadcast booth here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, WIAA Division I playoff action level one here on WOGO. Holly Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi High, thanks to a 47-yard quarter-ending field goal, half-ending field goal, trails Appleton North 3-0. Hearing some other scores on the same side of this bracket, Hudson at home trailing DC Everest 9-0 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. In Division III action, former Big Rivers Conference member Rice Lake all over Merrill 40-0. Leading into halftime, Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham on the sidelines, your WOGO sports team for this level one game. And Landon, a gut punch certainly there at the end for a 47-yard field goal. And you mentioned the leg of Caden Pop, who's their leading receiver as well, phenomenal athlete. But Chi High doing everything right on defense, winning the turnover battle plus two, but just not able to capitalize on those turnovers. And then Appleton North, with under a minute to go, getting within the range of their kicker, which would not be the range of most kickers at this level.
No, definitely not. And, you know, I'm really looking at that turnover battle thing. You know, we're up plus two in that, and that's going to be a huge key to this game. But just not being able to capitalize, and we've seen Chippewa Falls coming so close. And, you know, they're getting that fourth down, and they're within 2 yards every single time. And, you know, the Appleton North defense just showing great, great determination and composure and stopping the Cardinals on those short plays. And that's really been the key. And, you know, the Cardinals have been really, really close to the end zone and actually were inside of what Appleton North was just when they kicked that 47-yarder and still did not elect to go points and deciding to go for it. And pretty much every time they're going with the crisscross, going with that misdirection. And, you know, in the locker room right now, we're kicking off to start the second half. So Appleton North is going to get the ball, really trying to make sure that they force them to punt and make sure that we get the ball back. You do not want to go down 10-0 here. You know, Appleton North in their locker room right now, they're hyped up. They just got the first points of the game right at the closing stages. And, you know, Chi High might have their head down, but they know that they can come back. And there's nothing wrong with that. they have to force Appleton North to punt right out of the gate, or this could get into a big scoring battle, Caleb.
You certainly don't want to be down two scores to a defense like this. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. And I'm guessing you can find some whiter chocolate milk at Hy-Vee, and milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And by now, you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, and let's be honest, you know who you are, don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in the exciting and active role of officiating. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Access the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. To get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We'll step out for 3 minutes and be back with your halftime highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Some stats coming up as well. After two complete, Chi-High trails Appleton North 3-0, back in three on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Wirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala, we serve to serve again.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Your halftime highlights, let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. 3rd and 6 from just inside their own 45-yard line for Appleton North. Twin receivers left, ball in the near hash, single receiver wide to the right. From the shotgun, flanked by two backs, is Luke Kreitzer. Kreitzer back to pass, looking left, throws left, guns it, intercepted! Intercepted, picked off by Carter Bovey. Bovey across midfield and spun down as Chai High forces the first turnover of the game.
Man, Carter Bovey, he was just right at the right spot at the right time there, fell right into his hands, and what a big, huge turning point in this game. You know, only was 2 minutes and 30 seconds left here on the clock, putting the ball at the 50-yard line.
As we get close to 4 minutes to go in a scoreless first half. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham with you on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Single receivers left and right, two men in the backfield. Kreitzer, the quarterback, low snap, option pitch left side. It's loose, ball squirting around, Chai High diving for it, and the 45, do they have it? They're signaling yes. Do the officials agree? Pulling bodies off the pile. Still waiting. Chai High says they have it, and they do! A second turnover forced by the Cardinal defense, and Chai High has the football at the 45 of Appleton North.
Combo blocks, you know, going from the defense to tackle position, getting those blocks on the linebacker is able to open up those holes and really give the skill guys their room to work.
Chai High will go trips to the left. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his left out of the shotgun. Von Hayden now going to turn it himself north-south, cutting right up the middle of the field. He dives forward. He's close to the first down. Where did the knee go down? A great run in traffic by Mason Von Hayden on a third and 11. It's going to bring up a fourth and one for Chai High. Those were your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with some halftime stats, and maybe we'll check in with Landon on some of these captain's projects for this year as well. That's in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
When you're young and just get married, you've got a baby coming, and next thing you know, we've got debt coming out of our ears. It just looked like it was going to keep staring us in the face forever. I'm John Dervetsky.
I'm Annika Dervetsky, and we're members of Wisconsin Credit Union. My dear friend Kathy Smith works for Wisconsin, and she was telling me how she helped some of her clients at Wisconsin achieve some financial freedom. I told her, gosh, Kathy, I wish you were in my corner.
And I looked at her and I went, Annika, meet with me and see what we can do to help you guys out. I'm Kathy Smith with Wisconsin.
Instead of guilt, shame, embarrassment, when we walked into Wisconsin, these people really, truly did care. They wanted to help us.
Came up with a game plan, and overall monthly payment was reduced by over $700.
That meeting with Wisconsin was life-changing.
Credit unions were founded on the premise of people helping people, and that's exactly what Wisconsin Credit Union does.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
We can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Make it go away!
Does your hideous furnace give you the creeps? Upload a photo of your ugly furnace for a chance to win a new Comfort Maker furnace installed by Weirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Discover the comfort with confidence that Comfort Maker heating and cooling products provide. Register at Weirzgala.com. That's WIERSGALLA.com. Weirzgala, we serve to serve again.
We finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show now, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham, your WOGO broadcast crew, Chi High trailing 3-0, and they will be kicking to start the third quarter. Before we get to some of the first half stats, good to point out here in this playoff game, Landon, some of the senior captain projects for this year.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, being a captain on the Chippewa Falls team, you know, I was one last year. And, you know, to get to be a captain, it's a little bit different than what you would normally think. It's not just all the players vote and, you know, oh, here's your captain. This is what everybody likes and this is the popular dude. No, you have to prove yourself that you're willing to be able to lead this team. And by doing that, Coach Rako has put in this system of captain projects where you have to do a project to become a captain on this football team. And that entails you have to propose your project to Coach before you do it. He has to approve it. Then after that, you do your project and how many guys you can do, and it has to – three things that it has to do, and if I can remember correctly, it has to benefit the team, the school, and the community is the three things that it has to do to be able to get approved by Coach Rako. And then after that, you have to write up a report about how your project went and send it in. So definitely not easy to be a captain on this football team, but definitely an honor. And we're honoring the four captains that were chosen for tonight's playoff game. And that of Colby Solberg and Dawson Goodman, who they raised over $700 towards the school's Cardinal Landing through a community hot dog feed. And I was here for that. They did a great job and being able to raise money towards the Cardinal Landing. A great, great job there by those two. Mason Howard, he built over 40 bed frames for the Sleep in Heavenly Peace cooperation. And then as well as Davis Bromiles, our last one, he helped the Rod and Gun Club and the YMCA teach kids how to ice fish at the Learn to Fish event. So those four guys, you know, tip your hats to them. Definitely not an easy thing to do to be a captain on this football team. And, you know, they showed that they'll put in the work and they'll be able to lead this team correctly. So
they will need the leadership of those captains of this senior class, this big senior class, as they face a formidable foe here in Appleton Nora, trailing 3-0, but that 3 points feels like a lot. Courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave Hansen, some of the first half stats. 6 first downs apiece, Chi-High 86 total yards, 101 for Appleton North. Chi-High 26 rushes for just 68 yards. Appleton North 12 for 47. Chi-High 18 passing yards, the Lightning 54. Individual stats, Mason Von Hayden, 6 rushes for 24 yards. Mason Tester, 6 for 17. Davis Bromisel, 4 for 15. And Dawson Goodman, 4 for 10. Mason Minarski leads the way on defense with 6 tackles. And Dawson Goodman with 3 tackles. As Subi Mason has it on the tee to kick off as we begin the second half. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham roaming the sidelines on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Good to have you with us as we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. And Subi, the left-footer run-up and the boot. He's going to drive this one inside the 20-yard line, picked up at the 15, inside the numbers at the hash marks, and dropped right around the 25, maybe the 26, and that's where Appleton North will start first and 10. The Lightning, their best drive of the game to end the half and get in range for that 47-yard boot by Caden.
Exactly, and Caleb, this is it right here. You know, we got one half of football left for one of these two teams here, and you know, being this such a low scoring and a defensive battle, it's going to be which offense is willing to be able to put the grit in and be able to push the other one and put the more points up on the board. It's all going to come to heart down here in this last half.
Chi-High is winning the turnover battle, but Appleton North has turned the cards over on downs. Two times in the first half. Give off the right side, bouncing off a tackle and upended at the 30-yard line. It looked like a flag flies behind that play, presumably in the area of a hold. A flag thrown at the 31-yard line. Give us time to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase, as hold is the indication against Appleton North. Give yourself a cost of living increase, friends. We've been telling you about this all season. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions. It's a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. And so that holding penalty is going to put the lightning behind the sticks a bit here, Landon.
Exactly. And, you know, we haven't seen the laundry fly that much since that first, like, three in a row in the first half that put the Cardinals pretty close to the red zone with those couple face masks. And, you know, throwing the flag here early right out of the gate, you know, putting Appleton North in an unfamiliar spot here behind the sticks. You know, Jai High defense able to put a little different thing here on their defensive side.
First and 20 from their own 16. Right to the quarterback, the lefty, facing clean pocket. Now he's going to tuck it, run straight up the middle. He's tripped up. Otherwise, he had a lot of running room. Gets the penalty yardage back almost up to the 21. Actually, no, so he's stopped. The knee goes down there. Let's go down to Judah Dunham on the sidelines. Judah, what's kind of the mood on the Chi High sideline? I mean, again, it's a 3-0 football game, but that 3 points really felt like a lot. How'd you feel the mood is for the Cards coming out of the locker room?
I was standing right beside watching them come out. There wasn't a lot of emotion written on their face. They're very zoned in. They really want to take this game home.
So it's now a second and 15 for Appleton North from the gun. Kreitzer off the left side, pounding forward across the 25 and up to the 29. A gain of 8.
Getting that penalty yardage back and, you know, putting it at a, looks like to be a 3rd and 6 here for the Lightning. I'm looking at that bubble pass that they keep on going to there on the far side of the field. That would probably be a big option here for the offensive coordinator, Kurt Salm. And, you know, it's an interesting call here, you know, forces them to go 3 and out or keep the chains moving.
Trips left, single receiver slot to the right. From the shotgun, Kreitzer looking left the whole way. Now he's going to step up in the pocket, dart forward. He has the first down. He takes a hard knock at the 40-yard line, but Kreitzer, good coverage by Chi High, but left the middle of the field wide open, and Kreitzer wisely keeps it and will move this stick, so that holding penalty does not stop this Appleton North offense yet. 3-0, the Lightning. Just over 2 minutes gone by, third quarter. First possession for either team here in the second half. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Kreitzer flanked by two backs from the shotgun. Delayed give, right side. Bromeisel in very quickly. Dawson Goodman comes in for the assist on the tackle and just a couple-yard gain up to the 43.
And that's what we've been seeing all night here by the Cards with that run up the middle. Really with those four outside linebackers, they're on the outside screaming in when they see that inside handoff given and really stopping the running back from being able to get some positive yards or even get a seam when they run that ball right up the middle.
Single receivers left and right for Appleton North. 3 men in the backfield. Kreitzer going to keep himself. Roll out on the bootleg to his left. Kreitzer going to duck it again. Gets past one Chi High defender. Can't get past the second wave as he's cut down across the 47-yard line. Still got at least 4. They may give him the 48 for a gain of 5.
Kreitzer there took a nice pop from Thomas Clary, and that is definitely a familiar sign. Thomas Clary, he runs like a freight train, and, you know, I remember in practice, you know, going on one-on-ones with the defense, and, you know, him screaming at you is definitely a scary sight, and, you know, putting a little doubt of mind there in the quarterback of Kreitzer, you know, stay awake.
3rd and 3, Kreitzer from the gun, and now whistles and flags fly.
A little pre-movement here by the Lightning.
3rd and 3, about to become a 3rd and 8 after the false start. The procedure penalty against Appleton North, and that could change the play call here for Coach Salm. 8:27 to go in the third quarter. 3-0 Appleton North.
A lot of laundry being called on the Lightning tonight, helping out Chi High. You know, Cardinals only having one or two penalties called on them, and that's really helping them out defensively and offensively.
Luke Kreitzer trips to the left in the slot, single receiver wide to the right. Kreitzer looking left the whole time. He's hit, throws it deep down the field, intercepted at the 35-yard line, spinning across the 40, still on his feet. That's Dawson Goodman, and Goodman taken down at the 40-yard line. Chai High picks off Kreitzer for the second time tonight.
Exactly, and there it is again, the turnover battle. Three up against the Lightning here. You know, Chai High winning the turnover battle by a huge margin. Just, we need to get that offense rolling here. You know, it's not being able to capitalize on these turnovers is really killing them, but the defense showing up hard and putting the grit in and giving the ball back to the offense here and keeping Appleton North off the scoreboard.
A great play as we go down to Judah Dunham. What did you see there? We'll keep it here with the Chi High offense. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Looks like some early movement and flags will fly, so that will give us time to go down to Judah Dunham as we recap that last play. Again, third turnover forced by the Chi High defense, Judah.
I heard Coach Mo, who runs the defensive backs, tell the defenders that they need to stay over top, even when they run that bubble screen. That's killed them a couple of times when they're able to quick get it out there, but you have to be careful that they might fake it and gun it down the field as they did there. And Dawson Goodman did a great job sticking on his man.
Third interception of the season for Dawson Goodman. Unfortunately, this
first
drive
and 15 for the Cardinals.
Becomes a first and 15 after the pre-snap movement.
And there's the mental mistakes, Caleb, that you cannot make in playoff football. You know, going from a first and 10 to a 15 and 10, you know, it just kind of it closes the playbook a little bit, and it tightens up offensive coordinator and head coach Rako and Ted Solberg really being able to know like what kind of plays and forces them to go into spread, which we see here.
Trips to the right, single receiver to the left from the gun. Mason Von Hayden is going to set up a screen with Tester. Tester bobbles the ball as the pass was a bit off the mark, and so Tester on the screen maybe had some room, but that door shut very quickly across the 45 to the 36.
I like the call there by Coach Rako, and it looks like probably Hutzler called that play as well, being the passing coach. I really like that. You know, the Lightning might have been thinking about going on a blitz there, being ahead of the chains with that and, you know, trying to catch him off guard.
Second and 14 after the gain of one on the screen. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden throws right side, sidearm incomplete. Right back of the original line of scrimmage, I think he was looking for Zeke Johnson or maybe Jackson LeMay or Boland on the far side of the field. A little hard to catch that number. So now Chai High, after the turnover, will be facing a third and very long, third and 14.
Be interesting to see what the call is here. If they keep it in spread, which it looks like they're going to do, or they go back to the double tight, which we'd be expecting crisscross or misdirection if they went to that. But if they keep it in spread, probably looking at a pass play, another sprint out, getting Von Hayden outside of the pocket.
Trips to the right, single receiver left, Von Hayden from the gun on third and 14. Von Hayden, heavy pressure, sets up a screen with Tester. Tester across the 40-yard line, hits the brakes, spins forward back to the 43, maybe the 44. But it's a fourth and long for Chai High, and you would presume a punt as Thomas Clary will trot out there with the special teams unit. So three and out for Chai High, and that 5-yard penalty on first down, just too much to overcome. Fourth and 7. Clary drives the leg into this one. Fielded at the 22-yard line across the 25, diving to the 30 inside the numbers, and decent starting field position for Appleton North. They've turned the ball over three times. Chi High has not hit the scoreboard yet. It's 3-0 Appleton North with 6:40 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, halfway through this quarter, I'm seeing that, you know, offense is still struggling to get the ball on the opponent's side of the field. Defense is really staying strong here. You know, one of these defenses is going to have to give up here, or we're just going to have a 3-0 game.
So Kreitzer, the quarterback, the junior, twin receivers to the left, single receiver right from the shotgun. Kreitzer looking left. He's got his man across the 35-yard line, hit hard and pushed out of bounds by Jackson Google. That time, the big 6'4" target, Owen Hager. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls and coming soon to Rice Lake. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Kreitzer looks left again. He's got Hager again, and Hager is ushered out of bounds by Jackson Google again. But that is a first down. They went back to the same play, the little square out for 5-6 yards each time.
And I wonder if offensive coordinator Kurt Salm is looking to force Chi High to put some press coverage on these receivers and maybe looking for a deep ball to try to get inside the red zone, which they have been unable to do tonight.
Kreitzer first and 10 from the 43, their side of the 50 for Appleton North. Leading 3-0, but looking for more. Give off the left side, stumbling up to the 44 for a gain of just one.
Chi High still doing a great job of shutting down that run right upside the middle. And yeah, still there's been nothing there all night for Appleton North. Still trying to get it going, but the linebacking core of Clary and Minarski really showing strong and not letting any yards get past, 2-3.
Halfway point of the third quarter. Appleton North 3-0, second and 9 from their 44. Kreitzer gives to Nelson again. Nelson walloped right at the line of scrimmage, and a red wave rolls him back. Nowhere to go for Jeremy Nelson.
And again, that was Thomas Clary whipping the running back down for the Lightning. Again, the linebacking cores of both teams showing the strength tonight and asserting dominance on each of the offenses. And, you know, this is why we have a 3-0 score right now. The defensive game tonight has just been incredible.
Third and 8 for Appleton North now from the 45. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Kreitzer, the junior, from the shotgun, takes a high snap, immediate heavy pressure. He's going to roll out to his left. He's got some room, breaks one tackle, spins, close to a first down, and that may move the chains as the Cards had a chance to get him after a gain of about 3, and instead Kreitzer showing off the wheels. He will move the chains. Down to Judah Dunham on the sideline. The defense has played a lot of snaps, Judah. Do you get any sense on their just weariness level?
No, I don't think so. I think the defense is continuing to play strong. It looks like Appleton's just opened up their playbook a little bit, and they're running some different things and just need to adjust.
So it'll be a first and 10 from the 46 of Chippewa Falls for Appleton North. Remember, they don't need that much more field position to attempt a kick with Caden Pop, who had a 47-yarder to end the half. They'll go one receiver on the left, one on the right, two tailbacks, with Kreitzer the quarterback. Kreitzer high snap, give off the right side, fighting for maybe a yard off right guard. Is number 34, Jeremy Nelson, who's got the bulk of the carries here tonight.
But Jace Weevilhopper a little slow to get up there, you know, playing a great game. He's playing both ways tonight, as the right tackle on the offensive line and playing left end. For the defense, great player, physical player, played with him for 2 years. Definitely a key asset to that Cardinal offense and defense. Really showing a strength. He's trying to get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback I've seen. Every time he goes to drop back to pass, he gets extension. Just can't seem to wrap around that right tackle of Appleton North.
Second and 8, the Lightning from the 44 of Chi High. Under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kreitzer guns one in the slot left side. Big hit. Ball is loose. The ball is loose on the field. Chi High diving on it. Another turnover forced by the Cardinal defense if the refs agree.
We knocked it out. We hit him.
Cards at first down. Chi High. We have a player down on the field for the Cards. The officials are conferring. It was a huge hit. But which way is the call going to go? I believe that's Zwiefelhofer who is shaken up, but he's walking a little gingerly but unassisted back to the sideline.
Go,
Let's see. I believe they're keeping the ball with Appleton North. Judah, any insight on what the call was?
I just think that the refs are recognizing that this game is getting a little bit chippy down here, and so I think the judge decided to blow his whistle just a tad bit early.
Okay, so before the ball was knocked loose, so they call it a completion. So not even an incomplete pass when it's knocked loose. They call it a completion and no fumble. So Appleton North back to pass is Kreitzer. He's got a clean pocket. He's hanging back there, dancing out to his left. Now Kreitzer hit the back with a flags on the play. Avoids one tackle. Darts forward, shoots down to about the 32-yard line. We'll see if there's a hold. He's thrown on the left side of the line.
This one's probably going to be marching back 10 yards for us, Caleb.
Jay Zwiefelhofer is marching right back out there.
Tough kid.
The defensive line, and it will be a hold against Appleton North, but that is still a bit mystifying to me on a completed pass that was jarred loose by the Chi High secondary. I would think the call would be either incomplete or a fumble, but as Judah said, they're saying maybe the official on the far side blew the whistle and said progress was stopped, but it seemed like a bang-bang play.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he made a football move and made a cut towards the inside of the field, and Dawson Goodman, of course, came up and gave him a good pop, and it didn't look like he was down at all by that, but if they're saying that he was forward, progress was stopped.
It just seems like a really quick whistle.
Yeah, it does. You know, that was a pretty big call, though. A big turn of events might have happened for that, but we're looking at first and 20 here for Appleton North.
So 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Appleton North, as again, we'll have a stoppage here. As if offense wasn't hard enough to come by in this game, the number of delays, stoppages, and conferences we've had in this game have certainly made it difficult for both offenses to get in any sort of rhythm. So the Lightning first and 22, backed up to the 48 on the Chi High side of midfield. Kreitzer, twin receivers to his right. Kreitzer, the lefty, back to pass. He has a clean pocket. He's hanging back there. And Kreitzer hit, and he's taken down. He throws it into the dirt, incomplete. Crawling on the floor to yank him down was Nathan Drevis.
Nathan Drevis just crawling all over the turf to grab the shoelaces of Kreitzer. And, you know, Chippewa side really wanting a flag here for intentional grounding, but they're not going to get it, and the crowd definitely not happy, as well as the Chippewa coaches on the sideline.
Judah, did you see a receiver in the area there?
I did not. If I were to call it, I would have called intentional grounding, and these coaches are very upset. I felt like a couple of them's head might have fallen off.
That's a second and 22 for Appleton North. Trips in the slot to the left. Kreitzer bubble screen left side. Got a man across the 45-yard line. Piling inside the 40. Loose inside for a first down. Or close to it at the 35-yard line. Well, actually, we'll see where the... Saw him on the carry or on their little screen. And we'll see actually where he stepped out. They may be saying he stepped out. Nope. All the way down to the 30-yard line.
It's going to give them a third and five here. Definitely inside the range of Caden Poppier to push it to a six-point lead. I'll be interested to see what the call here is by Kurt Salm.
Two really difficult calls against Chi High this possession. Third and five for Kreitzer. Slot to the left. Give off the right side. Turn back for a moment at the line to gain at the 25. But that may be enough for a first down. Either way, it'll be fourth and very short. Nope, that's a first down. Minarski, another tackle for Chi High.
First down for Appleton North.
Appleton North, their best-looking drive of the game.
24 at Chippewa Falls, 24-yard line.
Now, Caleb, as you said before, and now you're starting to see the wear and the tear on these defensive linemen here. Starting to get a little push on them.
3-0 Appleton North, but the Lightning, their best drive of the game. Again, bubble screen left side to one of their big receivers, spun down after a gain of just a couple. I think they went out that time to Borland.
Dawson Goodman coming in again from the free safety position, taking away that bubble screen. Definitely a play that Appleton North has loved tonight, is the bubble screen and plus that run up the middle. It kind of just depends on how the defense is lining up. That, I mean, Chi High has definitely stopped both of those plays all night, but they get one seam or one extra block, and, you know, they're going for a 15 to 20-yard play.
Mullen that time on the reception. Gain of just one. Second and nine from the 23. Just over 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Appleton North in easy field goal range, probably for their kicker Pop, leading 3-0. Give off the left side. Bouncing it out and taken down by, I believe, Dawson Goodman was once again their big ball carrier. Nelson.
Tackled by Dawson Goodman.
Short third down here for the Lightning. Wondering if the defense is going to go heavy here with four down linemen or keep it in Oki with the three man down, maybe to try to stop the run.
Under a minute to go in the third quarter. 3-0 Appleton North. The Lightning in this defensive struggle. A huge third down here. Third and three from the Chi High 17. Two men in the backfield along with the quarterback, Kreitzer. Give right up the middle and close to another first down for Appleton North. Inside the 15 and down to the 14. Needed three, got three.
Psalm on the carry.
Psalm on the carry that time. It looks like he did move the chains for Appleton North. This drive chewing up clock, chewing up defensive energy for Chi High.
All of these first downs by Appleton North have been by around a foot past the sticks. Really tough for Chi High to swallow those as they keep pushing down the field and getting closer to the end zone.
And again, the no call on intentional grounding and kind of the befuddling fumble no call certainly impacting this game. A big hit right side, flags fly as Jackson Google laid the wood on Owen Hager.
Pass complete to number 10, Owen Hager, tackle number 11.
Let's see what the call
Jackson
is.
Google.
The side judge threw the flag right in the area where that tackle was made.
Wonder if it's an illegal formation.
Ineligible receiver downfield if you missed the audio. And so that will back the Lightning up a little bit more. 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter in a 3-0 football game. Caleb Swenson with you along with Landon Teese in the booth. Judah Dunham on the sideline. Chris Perry and Owen Krista on the CFHS Media Cardinal TV live stream via YouTube. Check that out as we will trickle to the end of the third quarter. After three completes, your score, Appleton North 3, Chi High 0. Don't go away. Playoff football continues next on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The final frame begins here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. The Chi High defense needing a stand. 12 minutes remaining in regulation. Appleton North leads the Cards 3-0 in this WIAA Division 1 Level 1 playoff game. North chewing up clock. On this drive, they face a 1st and 15, still in the red zone, but from the Chi High 19-yard line. Flanked by two men in the backfield is their junior quarterback, Luke Kreitzer, with three receivers. Kreitzer back to pass. Kreitzer looking deep down the middle of the field, throws it out the back of the end zone, incomplete. Threaded it between a couple Chi High defenders. That'll bring up a second and 15.
Kaden Pop thought he drug a foot back there in the back of the end zone, but the back judge obviously seeing he was out of bounds, calling it incomplete. You know, start of here, the fourth quarter here, Caleb, you know, this is when it comes down to heart here, you know. Nobody wants to go home here towards the end of the season, you know, very low scoring, just about as low scoring as you can get. Defense is tired. This is where it all comes down to, the grit and the heart of this Cardinal defense.
Pop, there's lone receiver to the left side, twins to the right. Two men in the backfield with Kreitzer. Give right up the middle, running hard inside the 20 and down close to the 16. Nelson on the totes for Appleton North, and Cleary on the stick and stop for Chi High. Third and long coming up.
And, you know, because you got a great kicker in Kaden Pop, you know, opens up the playbook here for Appleton North, you know, able to do a couple different stuff. Doesn't look like they're going to go bubble screen here by the setup, but, you know, easy. Looks like it's going to be a chip field goal for Pop if they don't get it.
Twin tight ends. Kreitzer with two men with him in the backfield, single receivers left and right. Kreitzer rolling out to his left, still looking, throws to the end zone, tipped, and knocked out of bounds. An almost pick for Chi High.
Dawson Goodman putting his hands on his head, was right in his hands once again. Could have came up with another turnover, but unfortunately goes on the back, and it looks like the safety in the back caught the ball, but it looks like the back just says he was bobbling it, did not have control going out of the back of the end zone, so he's going to call it incomplete.
So this should be right around a 34-yard field goal attempt for Kaden Pop, who's already hit one from 47. Trying to double the 3-0 lead. Good snap, good spot. Kick booms through the uprights, and at 6-0 Appleton North, 51 seconds into the fourth quarter. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Appleton North doubles their lead 6-0. Kaden Pop good from 47 and 34 here tonight, and will drive the leg into this one and send it 9 yards deep into the end zone, and the Cards will start first and 10 as Mason Howard will helpfully run back to the track to grab that loose football for the officials. I think pretty easy to say that Pop is the best kicker that we've seen.
That I've ever seen.
Shot.
Or being able to capitalize during games. When I was a junior, we had our kicker. Oh, what was his name again?
Jack Meyer?
Jack Meyer, yeah. When we had Jack, man, he was a good kicker in himself. He was kicking 60 yards in practice, just never could in the game, sadly.
First and 10 from the 20, back to pass. Von Hayden throws it left side, and he's got Howard cutting across the field at 25-yard line, and Mason Howard gets right about 5 on first down.
Be interesting to see how the Cardinals go with the offense here. Are they going to go more with the air, or are they going to stick to the ground? It's going to be pretty interesting here as the time is going to be winding down here in the fourth quarter. You know, only need a touchdown, so... This is a big drive for the Cards.
Twin receivers left. Von Hayden Going to keep it himself off right guard. Runs into a wall of defenders at the 25. Able to push forward for a couple up to the 27. It'll bring up a third and three. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule. Amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. barryglobal.com/careers. Third and three for the Cards from their own 27, trailing 6-0. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter here in this playoff game at DeRay. Off the left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard fighting forward across the 30-yard line, picking his way through traffic. This one's going to depend on the spot, and it will not depend on that long. First down, Chi High.
And there it is again. Coach Rico going with the loved misdirection on the short down conversions there, going with the counter. You're going to be seeing that all night with Coach Rico. And, you know, if I'm on the Appleton sideline, that's definitely something I'll be looking at.
Dawson Goodman has now entered the backfield for Chi High. First and 10 from their own 31. The give to Goodman. Goodman slanting off the left side. He's going to turn the corner to the 35, the 40, and up to the 45-yard line for a first down. Dawson Goodman ripping off 14 yards.
Man, he had one guy to beat there, and it was going to be Steelator in the end zone. But the safety back there for Appleton North, it looks like to be number 22. That is Mateo Leon for Appleton North, being able to grab Goodman and bring him down there before he could get a little more green grass and take her home.
First and 10 from the 45, their side of the 50 for Chi High. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden in the center. Von Hayden give off the right side. That's Tester. Tester trying to follow his blocking, and he will be spun down just behind the line of scrimmage. Down on the sideline with Judah Dunham. Judah, have you heard anything about just the message to the offensive line facing, again, probably the best D-line they've played since Hudson? Any particular message from the coaches to that O-line?
Not a lot that I heard, other than that they just need to continue to be physical. Both of these teams have big boys, and they just need to fight as hard as they can. It's come down to who has the grit and who can fight when they're tired.
Flip to Dawson Goodman. Goodman off the left side. Pile collapses on him as he crosses the 45. Maybe a gain of one, but third and long for Chi High. They may give him no gain on the play. So
that was going back there. The old 99 superpower there. The pitch by Von Hayden and going out and blocking. Big old bread and butter play that we've always learned back all the way back to seventh grade football. That was something that we always ran, and you know, you even see it here at the high school level. So that is definitely a bread and butter play for the Cards.
Chi High trailing 6-0, 39 from their own 46-yard line. Double wing, double tights. Von Hayden rolling out to his right, heavy pressure, throws it incomplete, looking for Bromeisel, and there was a man right in the face of Mason Von Hayden. A helpful hand up from number 57, Brady Lehman. But Lehman applied the pressure, and Chi High will be punting. Thomas Clary been busy, to say the least, here tonight. Saw him standing at about his own 22-yard line. Clary, high kick, a little bit short, fair caught at the 27. And 8:10 to play, and the clock is starting to become a factor.
For
Chi High, trailing 6-0. They just need a touchdown, but very difficult to get any positive yardage. And you look back on that play with Dawson Goodman and just how close he was.
He was right there, Caleb. He was right there, just on the outside. If he would have had a few more feet to work, or He went for the stiff arm there, but just Appleton North being able to grab the jersey and drag him down.
First and 10 from the 27. Give off the right side and fighting forward for yardage up to about the 31. Give about four and first down.
Another friendly pop there by Thomas Clary. You know, second down here, definitely you're trying to force a three and out here if you're the Cards. Get the ball back to your offense. And even if they're punting, you know, Appleton North's got a great punter. You know, they could pin them deep.
Second and six from the 31. Off the right side, give to Nelson. Nelson is caught and spun down after a gain of just one.
Jay Swiefelhofer there wrapping him up and tearing him down. You know, no fighting that kid. Earlier he had to come out the field for just one play, but, you know, he said, let me get back out there and you got to help my team. You know, showing it right there, you know, bringing down the ball carrier and forcing a third and five here.
Third and five, Kreitzer, the quarterback, single receivers left and right. From their own 31-yard line. Kreitzer rolling out to his left. He's got a man wide open, turning the corner at the 35 up to the 40 before being pushed out of bounds. That's Borland, the big tight end, and he was all alone in the left flat.
Damian Borland tackled by Dawson Goodman.
Goodman with the stop, but that will allow Appleton North to continue eating up clock.
I was wondering if they were going to keep it on the ground there or go to the air. Probably looking at another on-the-ground two plays here before if they come up with a third down and then maybe go back to the air. But now definitely looking at a field position game here. The Chi-High offense is going to have to go full length if they end up getting the ball back.
So Kreitzer, the quarterback, with twin receivers to the right, single receiver to the left. Kreitzer. Give to Nelson, and Nelson hit right at the line of scrimmage and turned back.
Nathan Drevis hitting right at the shins there, stopping him in his tracks. You know, Nathan Drevis, I always remember him in practice. The guy stays low, and there's nothing high about him. You know, not a very tall man at only 5'10 or 5'9 or so. And, you know, he stays low, and it's hard to bring him up and push him back if he's so low to the ground and right there showing it, tackling him right at the ankles.
Second and 10 from the 44, almost to the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Run all the way for Kreitzer. Kreitzer crosses the line of scrimmage, bowls forward close to the 49-yard line, a gain of five as we will traverse under 6 minutes to play.
Another third and five here, Caleb. Wondering what Kurt Zahm's going to go do here, if he's going to stay on the ground or going to go to the air. Head coach Rob Zahm probably giving them a little insight on what he thinks. I mean, they got a spread package here, probably going to go air. Probably looking at that bubble screen there on the far side.
Wesley Tanzer on the stop that time for Chi-High. A big third and five. 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Card trailing 6-0.
Kreitzer there it is.
Throws the bubble screen left side. Can Chi-High stop it? They cannot. Diving forward across the 45-yard line for a first down. Set up and executed just too well.
First down for Appleton North at the Chippewa Falls.
And Appleton North will continue moving the ball, and they're just trying to play keep away right now on offense.
5:30 to go here, Caleb. You know, another fresh set of downs for the Lightning. Tired Cardinal defense just trying to stay alive here and force a fourth down.
They'll throw the bubble screen again left side, this time grabbing by an ankle and refusing to let go the DB on the far side for the Cards.
As Jackson Google grabbing the ankle of the wide receiver and forcing a minimal gain there of a half a yard or so. And it's a great start there. You know, you got second and long. Try to keep them to, you know, to get a third and seven or so. You don't want to give them a third and short for sure. But even then, you know, if you keep going down the field here, they got Caden Pop and a great kicker. And, you know, definitely a weapon. So just watch how far they get down the field there before they can kick a field goal.
Second and nine from the 44. Give to Nelson again, and Nelson down to the 41. A gain of three.
And even then, if they get a first down here and they get past the 35-yard line, I would say that they are in field goal range with Caden Pop. So you give up a first down here, you're giving up another 3 points and really pushing it to a two-score lead, which would then really, really put a tough emphasis on the Cards.
Clock at 4:08 and counting. It's a third and six for Appleton North as they lead 6-0. And now we have a stoppage And a timeout taken by Appleton North. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports, a critical third down with 3:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Chi-High trailing 6-0 to Appleton North. A third and six for the Lightning from the 41 of Chi-High.
Critical third down here for the Cards. You got to get off the field. You got to get the ball back to your offense to get a score.
Single receivers left and right. Kreitzer from the gun. Kreitzer rolling out to his left, looking into the flat. Nothing there. Now throws deep. Broken up. Nope. Caught inside the 29-yard line. A great catch that time by big number 83. We noticed him pregame. Kobe Tedding, 6'1", 185, the senior, and he took a big hit and held on.
Great job there by the Lightning, moving the sticks. Now in range of their kicker, Caden Pop, which could force it to a two-score game. Cardinals now really looking for a turnover, scrapping at that ball. They're probably going to keep it on the ground here for the rest of the drive, really to try to take away as much clock as possible to keep Chi-High out of the end zone.
So first and 10 from the 29-yard line of the Cards for Kreitzer and Co. Give to Nelson. Again, he's been the workhorse all throughout this contest. And Nelson for a gain of about three.
This is when Coach Rako, when are you going to start to think about using your timeouts? As we sit here, you know, 2:50 left on the clock and running second down. You got to start thinking about burning those to give your offense a chance here.
Second and seven from the 26. Heavy package for Kreitzer. Kreitzer will let the clock trickle down and keep himself off the left side. Bumps into one blocker and stumbles down to the 20-yard line, and now I think Coach Rakovic will use a timeout. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
The clock winding down, and perhaps the season for Chi-High, hoping for something incredible here with 2:21 remaining, trailing 6-0 to Appleton North, and the Lightning have a third and one in the red zone. Into the heart of the line, pushing forward inside the 20, for what should be a first down. Nelson again on the carry, and that was coming out of the Chi High timeout. So not a lot of time left for the Cards, and hoping they can force a turnover.
That's what you're looking for here. You know, they got a fresh set of downs, and, you know, 2 minutes left on the clock. Two pairs of timeouts on each side of the field, and that's what you're really looking for, a turnover.
Minute 50 and counting. Kreitzer will let this one wind down as far as he can before snapping the ball. Single receiver to the left. Kreitzer rolling out to his right, being pursued, following his blocking, turns the corner, 15-10, and ushered out of bounds, but not before Kreitzer for the first down. And Judah Dunham, we talked about it a little bit, just the fatigue really starting to play a factor, it seems, for this Chi High defense. They've been on the field a lot.
Yeah, this defensive line isn't getting the same push that they were for the rest of the game. You know, Appleton had that very long drive in the third quarter, which ended up wearing a lot of these guys out. Lots of panting, lots of heads hanging low on the sidelines. These guys are just beat.
6-0 Appleton North. Just over a minute to play. First and goal now from the 8. Kreitzer gives into the heart of the line. Timeout taken by Chi High. We will be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. 59 seconds remaining in a 6-0 game. Chi High with one last hope.
To everyone who appreciates a little Midwest nice, let our team member Jacob share how he brightens your day at Culver's.
Going the extra mile to put a smile on your face? It's what we love to do. So when I serve you a chicken sandwich made with the juiciest whole white meat chicken, I know it'll light up your day. Our spicy crispy chicken sandwich, it's seasoned to bring just the right amount of heat to every bite.
Let us make you a meal that makes your day.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com. Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 59 seconds remaining in this game. Chi High trailing 6-0 to Appleton North in this level one playoff game, and the Lightning with a second and goal from the Cardinals' 8-yard line. Kreitzer, the quarterback, give off the left side, plunging inside the 5-yard line and down to about the 4. There's Jensen. Another timeout taken by Chi High.
Timeout taken by Chippewa Falls.
Take a 30-second break this time. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chi High hoping to forestall the post-glass post-game show a little bit longer. But 55 seconds remaining and a third and goal from the 3-yard line for a powerful Appleton North team that hasn't scored many points all season, hasn't scored many points tonight. They do not really need to, as this defense, looking every bit as experienced as the team that went to a state semifinal last season before losing to eventual state champion Franklin. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Judah Dunham with you. Third and goal from the 3. Chi High just used their final timeout. Kreitzer under center, give to Jensen. Jensen into the line, left side. He's cut down, I believe, just shy. Nope, official on the far side says touchdown. And that will officially put this one away for Appleton North.
For Appleton North, Jimmy Nelson with the touchdown.
Nelson worked hard all game, and fitting that he would get the chance to punch in what looks to be the deciding score. 48 seconds remaining on the clock. Chi High, their first home playoff game in 7 years. But a tough matchup, as you can kind of throw the seedings out, a 3 versus a 6, but 2-7-2 teams from two conferences with a lot of tradition. Caden Pop, who's been dynamite as a kicker. Extra point is good. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Chi High trails 13-0.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Appleton North leads Chi High 13-0 as Pop has it on the tee at the 40-yard line with 48 seconds left. He'll drive the right leg into this one and send it 6 yards deep in the end zone, and Dawson Goodman will decide not to take that one out. And the Cards trailing by 2 scores, hoping for some kind of magic here in a play or two, then hope to get an onside kick and need some more magic after that if we can kind of lay it out that way. Landon, and you were just mentioning, I mean, just this situation of working so hard as a senior and potentially seeing the season end here tonight. I mean, it's just it's a gut punch.
It is. I've been there. I know I've been on the sideline, and I know what the feeling is when your season's about to end, and it just said nothing good about it.
Mason Von Hayden, high pass. And gets over the top of Mason Howard and Judah Dunham. I mean, again, just some of the emotions, too, when you work hard all year, and it's the wins and losses, but also knowing that this may be the final time you step on this field as an athlete, that's difficult as well.
Exactly. And, you know, when you come into a game like this, you know, it's a weird feeling because, you know, you win, you go on, but you lose – and it's over, and you don't know if it's going to be over or not, and it just kind of, it's a sick feeling.
Von Hayden sets up a screen, Chi High, no timeouts left. Mason Tester caught the screen pass, but was cut down just shy of the first down marker. So 26 seconds to play. Cardinals moving quickly, and now we have a stoppage.
Official timeout here.
And I believe they had the ball misspotted. And now the clock will wind at 25 seconds. Mason Von Hayden from the gun trips to the right. Calls for the ball. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Pumps. Throws it left side. Got a man tiptoeing along the sideline for a first down. That looks to be Jackson LeMay. 15 seconds left. LeMay, one of that strong sophomore class coming back next year. Of course, Von Hayden will be back as a junior. But
the offensive line is what I'm looking at, Caleb, and that's a line of seniors right there. And, you know, coming back next year, it'll be interesting to see what the Cardinals put up on the front of their line there.
Von Hayden rolling to his left. Von Hayden looking, throws over the middle, diving attempt at an interception. Incomplete. with 9 seconds left. We'll, of course, salute the seniors. And the Post Glass post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High down to one, maybe two plays here. Appleton North leading 13-0. As the Lightning coming out of the Fox Valley Association. Two losses on the year to Kimberly and Nina. Four shutouts and trying to pitch a fifth here in 10 games. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden throws incomplete across the 40-yard line. 6 seconds left on the clock for the Cards.
That's even a weirder feeling when you think about this. Like, you know, you scored your last touchdown, and it was the game before, and you didn't even know that's the last time that, you know, you're going to be in the end zone with all your buddies. And even then, thinking about that stuff, you know, it's definitely a gut punch, Caleb, and, you know, it's a feeling that you just kind of have to experience to really know what it feels like. But, you know, Cardinals put out a tough fight today, yeah, but it just shows you how good this Appleton North defense is, as Chi High won the turnover battle up four and still couldn't put it in the end zone. So this defense is for real and could push them further into the playoffs.
Von Hayden from the shotgun, three receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hayden back to pass, throwing deep down the left sideline, and it is knocked down incomplete. And the clock will hit zeros, and Appleton North comes on the road, makes the trip over to Chippewa Falls, and knocks off Chi High, the six defeating the three. And North will move on to level two. Your final score for the final time here at Duray in the 2022 season. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals now 7-3 on the year as they fall in level one of the playoffs. Appleton North 13, Chi High 0. We'll come back with the post-class post-game show, talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich, but first quickly down to Judah Dunham on the sideline. Judah, and just again, we've heard from Landon, but you've been in this situation as well too. A final game in a Chi High uniform. Difficult to take, even with as an incredible season as Chi High has had this year. Tough for these seniors especially to see it end like this.
Yeah, it's like Landon said, it's, you really don't understand what it feels like unless you experience it, going down to the last 2 minutes of the game and you're sitting on the sidelines knowing that there's nothing you can do and it's just game over, but you still have to keep your head in the game and support the people who are playing, and the tears already are starting to flow and within the last 2 minutes, and there's lots of emotions from not only the players but the coaches too, who have been playing with these guys all the way from, you know, the freshman year to senior year, and it's tough to see.
Well, it has certainly been an incredible season for Chi High, third in the conference, 7-2 in the regular season, 7-3 overall. But it does come to an end here tonight. We're going to take our time in the post-class post-game show, talk to head coach Chuck Rakovich. We will salute all the seniors on the roster as well, and certainly have your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap and your second half highlights too. That all starts in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
As we head toward the holidays, we realize the importance of family. What if your workplace felt like that too? At Mason Companies, they have been a family-focused and community-minded winning team for over 118 years, and they want you to join their growing family. Interview for positions in their fulfillment center and customer care at the Mason Companies hiring event this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Mason Companies Shoes and Clothing Outlet Store, 301 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And we thank Post Glass and Mirror for bringing us the post-game show all throughout this season. 10 games long for Chi High. Certainly a dejected Chi High team as they fall to Appleton North 13-0. A really incredible Lightning squad will be down the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich in a few moments with Landon Teese. But a lot of emotions and always the great show of support lining the fence. The Chi High faithful. And this was an Appleton North team that was a state semifinalist just a year ago. School song one more time for this Chi High team. And again, we want to make sure we highlight all the seniors as well before we bid you adieu. Coming up, we'll have the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Brent Iser Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. At last check, Hudson was in a tight one with D.C. Everest. That game going back and forth. Winner of that, of course, will take on Appleton North. And it'll be dependent on the result, whether Appleton North will get a home game or will come back across to this side of the state to play Hudson. It's an even longer trip than they had here tonight, but the Lightning certainly primed and ready. Landon Teese and Judah Dunham will be down on the field. Head coach Chuck Rakovich. Go ahead, Landon.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And, you know, coach, definitely a tough one tonight, you know, losing on the home turf. But, you know, number one question here, you know, what does this team mean to you? And, you know, going forward next season even, but what does this team really mean to you, like, right now?
Well, first off, next season is the furthest thing from my mind right now. These seniors are some of the best I've ever been around. And I'm not talking just athletes. I'm talking people. Their character, their, you know, they're just, man, I'll tell you what, they're going to do big things in society. They're just phenomenal people.
And one last thing here. Is there anything else that you think you could have done tonight to really put some point on the board? Or you guys really put your heart out there?
We did everything we could. You know, we had that one call back on us, and, you know, film doesn't lie, and that should have scored. But, you know, they're a tough team, and like you said in the pregame, they got a lot of defensive kids back from their state run last year. So, you know, it wasn't like we were playing a bunch of kids that didn't know what they were doing. They were big, they were strong, and they handled everything we threw at them, and I honestly don't know what we could have done different.
All right, thanks, Coach. Back up to you, Caleb. You heard it. Put it all out on the field tonight.
Thank you, Landon, and thank you, Head Coach Chuck Rakovich, always so gracious with his time here in the post-class, post-game show. And Coach Rako, of course, you can hear the emotion, too. It's very raw. He loves these boys every single year. He said so many times when we're together at the Chi High banquet that he says, I don't have kids. Roxy and I don't have kids, and so these boys are my kids. And the time that he's spent with them for years, and to see them grow up and move on, proud of them, but certainly hurts to let go of this senior class, and just was certainly hoping for more time to be with this incredible group. And as we even mentioned at halftime, for this group of captains, for the things that they did in the community, just a portent of things to come. For some of these young men, they won't suit up again to play football. Some will play at the next level, some will not, but what they did on the football field this year and in the years they wore the Chi High uniform will pale in comparison to what they'll do in our community, in society, in their homes and families, because they have built that character through being part of this incredible Chippewa Falls football program. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll have your second half highlights, the salute to the seniors as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chi High falls to Appleton North 13-0 in this Level 1 WIA Division 1 playoff game. Back in two.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
One! Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And time to salute the seniors here, Landon Teese. We'll get your thoughts as well, and certainly a lot of emotion on the field right now. And we will have our second half highlights to go through. We will get the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap as well. But first, as we go through these seniors, certainly a big, sizable group, just like last year. So many seniors that led the way for this Chi High football program. And so a passing of the torch from year to year, Landon, from one senior class to the next. And a lot of talent on this roster, and we'll get to that in a moment. But just when you hear these players as we read them off, you can hear how many times we've said their names throughout the season. This is a senior-led team. And let's salute those seniors now as Chi High falls 13-0 to Appleton North and sees their season end here at Duray Field. Number one, Mason Howard. Number two, Mason Tester. Number three, Zeke Johnson. Number seven, Nathan Drevis. Number nine, Colby Solberg. Number 11, Jackson Google. Number 14, Ezra Lindstrom. Number 23, Dawson Goodman. Number 26, Trayson Bovey. Number 35, Reagan Duda. Number 36, Drew Olson. Number 42, Reed Post. Number 44, Mason Minarski. Number 48, and sometimes number 52, Thomas Clary. Number 49, Davis Bromeisel. Number 60, Jay Zwiefelhofer. Number 67, Tucker Sterry. Number 70, Jackson Gint. Number 73, Graydon Thatcher. Number 75, Anton Pikulski. Number 76, Landon Barsamian. Number 84, Grady Frederick. Number 90, Caden Spaeth. Number 98, Ava Reuter. And number 99, Subi Asubulu Mason, finishing off the senior class, our senior salute. And you hear those names, and again, we've called those names many, many times. They were impact players, offense, defense, special teams, a special group of seniors here, Landon.
Exactly. And I hear you when I hear those names coming out. You said like how much those names were mentioned over the season, and that is such a true statement. And all those guys that you listed off, you know, I know each one of them personally, being on the team, and you know, it's hard to let your high school football team go, and most of these guys will probably never put a pair of pads on ever again, and it's a tough feeling. And you know, you're with these guys all winter, all summer, especially during the fall. You're lifting, you're working out together, you're getting exercises in, and you're going to 7-on-7 events. I mean, you spend your life with these guys, and you know, it comes to an end, and that's what it is. It comes to an end. And you just don't know the feeling until it hits you. And that's what these guys are feeling right now. It's just, it's pretty painful.
What is that like as we see again the seniors and so many embraces with the coaches and the extended time in the field? We saw this at Kimberly last year with your group. What's that like?
It's tough. You're walking through the line and you're seeing a bunch of familiar faces, and especially those juniors that you know you got to play with. And I know walking through the line, and I see when I at the time they were juniors, but now all these seniors that are walking through the line, it's tough.
you see them, and you know there's just nothing but pain going through your body. You know it's over, and you know this one probably hurts a lot more than the Kimberly game because they were so close the entire game until you know the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. They were so close, and they were right there, and they just couldn't hold on. And you know, most of these guys, they got to experience the exciting playoff win over at Stevens Point last year, and being able to get a playoff win. And you know, you come here, you're on your home turf, you play your heart out, and you come up short, and it hurts pretty bad.
We're seeing the flood of parents now walking onto the field as well to be able to embrace their sons as football players for one final time this season. And before we get to some highlights and some stats and finish up our final broadcast here, I mean, we can't help but look at, again, a bright future for this Chi-High team. That's a lot to replace when you look at this senior class. But there's some excitement here. Your quarterback,
yes,
Mason Von Hayden, really grew and progressed throughout the year.
Exactly.
Everybody talks about this sophomore class. You've got the Jacksons and Boland and LeMay, who both saw some playing time quite a few times throughout this season. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to, a lot to be replaced, but a lot coming up for Chi-High.
Exactly. And the growth that you have between your sophomore and your junior year is tremendous. You know, everybody goes through it, and I'm excited to see what Jackson LeMay and Bolin and all those guys in that sophomore class progress in next year as they become juniors, and even the growth that Von Hayden can have from going from a junior to a senior could be huge as well. And you know, exactly what you said, there is excitement for this Cardinal team going into the 2023 season. But you know, a lot of people that you can't replace, but you know, a team is never the same. And one thing that Coach Rako always told us, you know, right from this moment now, a new team is born coming into the 2023 season. So this 2022 season and team is done, but you know, it's a rebirth, and you know that you got to move on. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen for next year.
We'll take one final 2-minute break and then be back to call it a night here from Dre Field in Chippewa Falls. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We finish things up from Dre in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Nguyen and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Nguyen Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Nguyen Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Nguyen Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
The Post-Class Post-Game Show here brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chi-High finishes their season 7-3 on the year, 5-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. Third place in the BRC. They fall to Appleton North 13-0 here in their first home playoff game in 7 years, and certainly a great opportunity for Chi-High to be able to play one final time. These seniors, that excitement that came out last Saturday morning when they realized that last Friday night was not their last home game. That was certainly something special to see. It's time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Pen Hansen. Final stats here tonight. Chi-High with 8 first downs, 17 for Appleton North. Appleton North, it was a tough slog for them in the first half, but they did end up with 277 total yards of offense. Chi-High held to 132. The Cardinals, 89 yards on the ground on 31 carries, 37 totes for 151 yards for Appleton North. Chi-High, 43 yards through the air, 126 for Appleton North. Mason Von Hayden, 7 of 17 passing on the other side. Kreitzer, 16 of 23, so certainly a high completion percentage, but did throw two interceptions. And Appleton North with one fumble lost, and we won't dwell on it too much, but it certainly looked like another fumble lost as well. Individual rushing stats for Chi-High: Mason Von Hayden, 7 carries for 27 yards. Dawson Goodman, 6 for 25, and one that was just a whisker away.
Man, and that was close.
From breaking it. Mason Tester, 7 for 17, but as Coach Rako alluded to, a touchdown called back from Mason Tester as well. Davis Bromeisel, 4 carries for 15 yards, and Mason Howard, 7 carries for 5 yards, again against this formidable Appleton North defensive front. Mason Von Hayden, as we mentioned, 7 of 17 for 43 yards. Chi-High receiving: Mason Tester, 3 receptions for 16 yards. Grady Frederick, 1 for 15. Mason Howard, 1 catch for 5 yards. Jackson LeMay, 1 catch for 4 yards. And Davis Bromeisel, 1 catch for 3 yards. Some defensive stats, as this really was a defensive battle. 13-0, it was much, much closer than that all throughout the game. Just a 3-0 score at halftime, and that was on the final play of the first half. Jackson Google had 5 tackles tonight. Jay Zwiefelhofer, despite being dinged up, still with 7 tackles. Mason Minarski led the way with 8 tackles for Chi-High. Reed Post with 4 tackles for Chi-High. Defensively, Thomas Clary, we were wondering before who had that fumble recovery for Chi-High, and it was Thomas Clary, along with 5 tackles and some brilliant work as a punter as well, including downing one inside the 1 yard line. Carter Bovey had a great interception. Dawson Goodman, third on the team tonight with 6 tackles, and also had a fantastic interception. And that's the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. And just a word on Holly, whether it's football or hockey, just one of our phenomenal sponsors all throughout the season. Every single one that you hear, most of them I work with personally, and just incredibly grateful for their support of these broadcasts. We couldn't do it, couldn't afford to do it without businesses locally that invest. And so we appreciate that very, very much, their investment in making these broadcasts possible, and we try to bring them the best we possibly can to each and every Friday night. Let's hear your second half highlights and then some final thoughts from Landon Teese before we bid you adieu for the final time from Dre Field. The second half sounded like this on WOGO. Luke Kreitzer trips to the left in the slot, single receiver wide to the right. Kreitzer looking left the whole time. He's hit, throws it deep down the field, intercepted at the 35-yard line, spinning across the 40, still on his feet. That's Dawson Goodman, and Goodman taken down at the 40-yard line. Chi-High picks off Kreitzer for the second time tonight.
Are still trying to get it going, but the linebacking core of Clary and Minarski really showing strong and not letting any yards get past, 2-3.
Halfway point of the third quarter. Appleton North 3-0, 2nd-9 from their 44.
Kreitzer gives to Nelson again. Nelson walloped right at the line of scrimmage, and a red wave rolls him back. Nowhere to go for Jeremy Nelson.
Jen just can't seem to wrap around that right tackle of Appleton North.
Second and 8, the Lightning from the 44 of Chi High. Under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kreitzer guns one in the slot left side. Big hit. Ball is loose. The ball is loose on the field. Chi High diving on it. Another turnover forced by the Cardinal defense if the refs agree. And they did not, unfortunately. So the Lightning first and 22 backed up to the 48 on the Chi High side of midfield. Kreitzer, twin receivers to his right. Kreitzer, the lefty, back to pass. He has a clean pocket. He's hanging back there. And Kreitzer hit, and he's taken down. He throws it into the dirt, incomplete. Crawling on the floor to yank him down was Nathan Drevis.
Nathan Drevis just crawling all over the turf to grab the shoelaces of Kreitzer. And, you know, Chippewa side really wanting a flag here for intentional grounding, but they're not going to get it. And the short down conversions there going with the counter. You're going to be seeing that all night with Coach Rako. And, you know, if I'm on the Appleton sideline, that's definitely something I'll be looking at.
Dawson Goodman has now entered the backfield for Chi High. First and 10 from their own 31. The give to Goodman. Goodman slanting off the left side. He's going to turn the corner to the 35, the 40, and up to the 45-yard line for a first down. Dawson Goodman ripping off 14 yards.
Man, he had one guy to beat there, and it was going to be seen later in the end zone.
And unfortunately, so many almosts in that second half for Chi High. Landon Tease, as we finish the broadcast up here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, the Mason Tester touchdown called back. The Dawson Goodman run there for 14 yards. That could have been about a 55-yard touchdown, but just a one man to beat. A lot of credit to this Appleton North defense. But the Chi High defense came to play. They played a lot.
Here tonight, and
to win the turnover battle, I mean, Appleton North was minus 3 on turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble, what we thought was another fumble. Again, what we thought was an intentional grounding, and not to dwell on that. There certainly are always going to be calls going both ways, but some tough breaks for Chi High that's just kind of football, and you've got to make your own breaks, and Appleton North able to do that here tonight. That defense is not a 6-seed defense. That defense looks like a defense that came within a step of making it to Camp Randall last year, and that is what they hung their hat on this year. Their coach, Rob Salm, is their defensive coordinator. That is their identity, and they came and imposed their will here tonight, and just sad to see Chi High's season come to a close, but certainly a very successful season. The Big Rivers Conference, you played in it. It is a tough, elite conference here in the state of Wisconsin, and to take third in that conference, go 5-2 on the year, certainly a lot for this team and this senior class especially to be proud of.
Exactly. There's nothing to be ashamed about for this season for the Cardinals. You know, 7-2, just a great regular season record. And just like you said, you know, the BRC is definitely not a conference that, you know, you can just walk through and take over and, you know, just, you know, go undefeated and without, you know, putting in the work to it and showing that these guys, they went 5-2 in the conference and getting third place and really could have been, you know, a three-way champ without the Menominee loss. But this team has nothing to hang their hat about. You know, they played their heart out tonight and, you know, a couple calls didn't go their way in the second half, and you know they put it all out there. And at the end of the day, there's really nothing left. And you know, as you see the line here, you can see, you know, that they put everything out there. And you know, I don't think that they're going to be mad about leaving anything else out onto the field, especially because of how good that Appleton North defense is. So.
And you mentioned the emotions again as we wrap up here, Landon. Just seeing
the hugs, the embraces from so many of these teammates, especially for those seniors saying, I'm not going to see you next year to play. And yes, you'll see each other in the halls of school and maybe for other sports, basketball and hockey starting up. But there's something about putting on pads and that work way back in the heat of summer to this point in the coolness of October to say, I'm not going to get to do that anymore. It's one of those lessons I think that's tough to learn as you grow into men from boys.
Exactly.
That, you know, life doesn't always come at you easy, and it's tough to face things like this and say, this part of my life has come to a close, mm-hmm. at least when it comes to being a football player. But I think you probably would know a year removed from this that you carry a lot of the joy. And the pain fades, but you carry a lot of the joyful memories with you.
Of course. And, you know, I was just thinking about that. And, you know, you put so much time and effort and love into this sport. And it's weird coming around, you know, this summer when it was getting to be August in time. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, you know, there's team practices today, or, you know, first day of practice is today, you know, I'm not there. It's their first game, the first go down, you know, I'm not suiting up. And even the playoff, like, they got a playoff game tonight, and, you know, I'm not out there on the field playing. And it's just, it's a weird feeling. And even walking on the sidewalk at campus, you know, you think, oh, it's 4 o'clock right now, you know, I'd be at football practice right now if I'm in high school, and you're not. And it's a weird feeling, but you get used to it. And just like you said, the pain is only temporary, and the joy lasts forever. And, you know, being able to talk about the stuff that you got to do on the football team and the places that you went and how well you did, there's nothing to be ashamed about with this football team. They had a great year, and they're going to be talking about it for a long time, and that's indefinite. And I know that even I still talk about, you know, our football season and being with all my football guys for, you know, 5, 6 years together. And it's, you know, it's a struggle, but the pain is temporary, and the joy is for a lifetime, for sure.
Well, we've had a lot of joy this football season, some incredible moments, and again, you can always check out those podcasts at WOGO.com. They're one play in particular that I think will not soon be forgotten here, and not forgotten by me as well. And certainly a debt of thanks to so many, to the men to my left, Chris Perry and Owen Krista, doing such a phenomenal job with the Cardinal TV live video stream. Always an honor for WOGO to pair our play-by-play and our audio with them, and so we thank them for all the time that they've invested and heard just so many wonderful comments. Again, make sure you subscribe. They've got a big volleyball broadcast coming up tomorrow night, so CFHS Media on YouTube. Dawson Halverson and Ezra Van Dyke and Zach Wycheck, our WOGO board operators, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Zach running the game here tonight, so we salute them and thank them for their investment of time in this endeavor. Also, our sports director, Greg Stewart, making sure so many of the details are not missed as well. And I know they couldn't be here tonight, but thank you to Dave Check. Thank you to Alan Dunham. As we were learning that Hudson did win 19-16, so Appleton North will have a little bit longer trip.
Another hour.
Next week to go on over to play Hudson, and that will be an incredible defensive battle, you would think, again, with that Hudson defensive front versus the Appleton North defensive front. But, again, just thank you to Dave Check, not only one of our advertising sponsors, but all the time that he puts in and so many of our WOGO sports broadcasts. Alan Dunham, just a joy to be around. And I know Alan was still tuning into the broadcast, and his progeny, his son Judah, coming to be on the sidelines and then up in the booth last week. And so thank you to Alan, and enjoy that time with your new grandson, and looking forward to seeing you around. But Alan and Dave, though they couldn't be here tonight, I thank them so much for volunteering their time to be part of these broadcasts. To athletic director Mike Thompson and the whole crew here at Chi High, always so welcoming, and feels like family every football season. And so it's sad for me too to see this come to a close, but I know Judah Dunham had to Scurry here tonight, but thank you to Judah, if you're listening, for joining me on the broadcast these last 2 weeks. And Landon, finally, thank you to you for being part of this. I know it's something that you were looking forward to, and we didn't get the win, but hopefully you enjoyed the experience, and sometimes it's about the journey, too.
Oh, yeah, this was awesome, Caleb. Thanks so much for having me. I had a blast up here calling the game with you, and, you know, didn't come out on top tonight, but yeah, the experience tonight, and you know, it was just a great night of football. And you know, sometimes it just doesn't fall your way, but that's just how football rolls.
Well, it is here the 21st of October, and yeah, give me just a few days. Early next week we will get our WOGO sports calendar updated, because there's a lot more sports coming up. Oh. We've got Chi-High and McDonald Athletics all winter long, hockey, boys and girls basketball as well, and a lot of talent here in the Chippewa Valley and here in Chippewa Falls specifically. So looking forward to some incredible seasons there too. And I think that is, again, as we tie a knot on this one, Landon, I think one of those things too about some of these multi-sport athletes is it's tough to see a season end, but another one's coming up pretty quickly.
It's right around the corner, especially, you know, Mason Minarski. You know, this one just ended, but, you know, he's thinking about basketball season just right around the corner and, you know, pushing for a BRC title that way, too. You know, great, great basketball player. And just like when you mentioned, you know, I'm excited for hockey season and to see what the Cards can do in that way. And Jack Bovey in that senior class really stepping up. And even Jackson LeMay as a sophomore could put up he could put up some numbers there out on the ice this year, too. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting time of year. So definitely sports is not over here in the Chippewa Valley, for sure.
Well, as we said on Twitter with the picture that we posted of kind of the scene down here on the field after this game, we are always proud of you, Chippewa Falls, always proud to be your station here at WOGO Sports, always honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. For one final time during the 2022 football season, I'm Caleb Swenson saying so long from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. For Judah Dunham, Landon Teese, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Owen Krista, and Chris Perry, your final score here from DeRay: Appleton North 13, Chi-High 0. This has been Chi-High Playoff Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Cardinals football has been brought to you by White City Glass, Ashley Construction, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, by Stelter Incorporated, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Wisconsin Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, CF Products, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by Post Glass and Mirror. Thanks for listening. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. WOGO, your sports station.